Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Okay, I know it's the erection day.
Erection day!
I know, but I'm sorry it's all about me. I live in this skin. I have to shave this face in the morning.
Yes, you do.
I am nervous about Brian Wilson today.
You rarely, in the 20-some-odd years that we've worked together, have you...
Never been nervous like this.
Nervousness about... You've never come out and said it. We've been nervous about other guests, but
yeah.
You've never come out and said this. This is amazing.
So I've actually got notes. I figured... They said he'll be on the phone for 10 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't know how coherent he's going to be, and I don't want to spend 10 minutes telling him how great I think he is.
No.
So I've written bullet points.
Good. That's a good thing to do.
Questions. And then I can't come up with a top five Beach Boys song list.
Why not?
Because I can't. Because there's seven.
Oh.
I just can't. And what I want to do is give Brian Wilson the chance to comment on these seven songs that so shaped me that I'm the effed up jerk face you're listening to now.
Where on the seven is Kokomo?
Okay, let's just give away the number one song, Rob. Way to go.
Bermuda, Bahama, Ooh, I Wanna, whatever it is.
However, you know, we all did the voting thing today. We'll talk about it. Hope you guys did it.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just say before any of that, hello.
Well, happy Erection Day, Mr. Shannon.
This is Michael Scott Shannon.
Well, I know that because I'm Milburn Drysdale, president of the Commerce Bank of Beverly Hills and banker to Granny.
Hello?
I'd like to say, before the groaners, a special one-liner.
Well, fire away, Mr. Please. Shannon.
Today is Election Day, or as Ralph Nader calls it, Tuesday. A one-liner, if you will.
Witty. All right. All righty, then.
And now to the groaners. Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
And I'm Milburn Drysdale.
Hey!
Not fair. You've bailed out already.
Sure, yeah,
I'm
have.
Telling you.
Well, it was that one line.
I'm telling you, we've got the groaners today.
Should I bring him back?
He should never leave, even when it goes bad.
All right, Mr. Shannon, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready.
You know what that's like? That's much... Now, I'm not going to talk like that for a second. But that's like you and I are on a boat, and the boat gets a leak, and you turn to me and you go, hey, Don, buddy, pal, bye! And, and you jump off the boat and go swim to safety.
It is like that, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It is like that, isn't it? Well, look at me. I climb back in the boat. With the
Hello.
Leak.
Hello, this is Michael Scott Shannon.
And I'm Ed Drysdale.
Who is responsible for all of Bedrock's pornography?
Who?
Larry Flintstone.
Very nice, yes.
Hello.
Yes.
This is Michael Scott Shannon.
Well, Miss Hathaway, let's listen to another fabulous crowder.
What would Steven Tyler's be banned? What would Steven...
Want to start that one again, Mr. Shannon?
Hello. This is Scott Shannon.
And I'm Bill Diamond.
What would Steven Tyler's band be called if he were a psychic? Tarot Smith.
Oh.
But I'm working my way up to the number one.
How many more?
Groaner of the day.
Yeah,
this is it. The top of the mountain. The cream of the crop.
You hold in your hand the final groaner?
It doesn't get any better than
is
this.
Is this the last groaner?
Hello, this is Scott Shadow.
And this is Mel Drysdale. Is this the last one?
Yes.
All right.
What romantic movie is number one with dwarves?
What?
Midget Jones Diary.
Hey now.
The Don and Mike Show.
Come on, you can't jump out of the boat. Because we know every day the boat's gonna sink every day.
I've been jumping out of the boat since the groaners began. Sometimes I stay in the boat. That's how we know they're incredible groaners.
Sometimes that boat's a Titanic, and I just need you to stay with me at least.
Well, I'd be glad to. I'd be glad to play the violin as the Titanic goes to Davy Jones' locker.
Hello. Hey, John Kerry.
Oh, hi there.
Hi, Jerry Lewis.
Hello.
Hi, John. Okay. Hi, Donna Mike.
Hello.
Julia.
Hello.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
We are there. Here we go. Time for Bobby.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Your discretion advised.
How have you been? Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Electioneering and all this shit to see. I'm Rob Spiewak, and I approve of this radio show.
Very good.
Don Geronimo and Mike Owens!
Hello!
Hello, everybody.
Hello!
Hello!
Hello! Hello!
Don and Mike show, new episode on this Tuesday. I need a Tuesday from you. I know you're dancing. Tuesday, Mike.
I'm dancing to it today. Tuesday.
Somebody dial 911. It's Tuesday, 11:02. 04.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Mike.
No, he's not returning.
I'm excited today.
Yeah. There you are.
I'm excited today.
Gotcha.
Oh, here it comes. Stop.
Bump. Bump. So, hi, and welcome to the show. This is it. This is our radio show, Don and Mike Show. Call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636 from Canada, from Mexico, 800-636-1067 in D.C., if you're hearing us on WJFK, you can call 202-432-1067. Did you love the erection music?
You want it already?
Yeah, come on.
I live for this.
Come on. It's erection day.
Like,
I mean, it's
false slogan. I live for this.
Let's get into this.
This is pretty, pretty amazing today.
Let's talk about my main complaint with the voting process.
Yeah.
Do we have the music so I can bring it up? I wouldn't call it a Decision 2004 snafu. Like you're seeing sometimes at the bottom of the screen, they're having problems in Pennsylvania or in Florida.
Right.
My problem is this. Where are all of the A to K's? When I got there this morning, there was A to K, L to Z.
Right.
Now, that's just where you go to get your little card to get it done.
So, are you complaining that there were no A to K's, that they were all L to Z's?
That's right.
I had the exact opposite. There was a line of a zillion A to K's, and there were no, and I walked right up in the L to Z's. I was the only one there in the L to Z's, I swear to God. There's one guy in back of me.
Well, of course.
The golden boy.
I am not lying.
Of course. And if you're wondering, because, you know, my DJ name is Don Geronimo, my real name.
Michael Sorge.
Right, which puts me in L to Z. So it's me, it's the wife, it's the kid.
If you vote with me, you're in and out, like I said I was in 10 minutes today.
Okay.
At about 8 o'clock, about 8:15.
Good for you. Let's play that again.
The golden bullet.
Well, I also voted in a very rural area.
I would say the whole...
Not really, though. I mean, kind of suburban.
The whole experience on our behalf was, I believe, less than an hour.
I made a tarred move in the polling place, though.
What did you do?
Well, I walked in, and brand new to me is actually filling these out. I've never had a ballot where you... use a magic marker and you fill it in that way. I've always had a curtain with a little thing that you click down,
right.
And I just didn't know exactly where it was supposed to go and whether, because it had an instruction there that put it in the safety thing, and I didn't know what the safety thing was. And what it meant was you fill out your little election ballot, you put your magic marker in the space where you voted, where I voted for John Kerry, and then it has a couple of
that's a shocking development.
It has a couple
news
of bulletin.
O'Mara for Kerry.
And Buzz has it on his sleeve. He's wearing it on his little sticker.
Yes.
And so there was one election initiative about something about representatives, holding their office even after a census is taken.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't fill that part out. And so I was confused. I turned around. I said,
do I put this in the thing? And I'm like, every tarred voter. And then I realized that I hadn't, I was so excited after I'd voted for president and Congress to put it in the thing that I hadn't filled out the little ballot initiative for the constitutional change.
Right.
And she said, do you need another pen? I'm like, yes. Yeah. And there I was standing away from the little desk, the little cubicle, filling out my
You needed was, and this is one reason I was surprised, even with the A to K and the L to Z thing, surprised it didn't move faster. When you're dealing with touch screens,
yes,
it is so easy.
10 seconds.
You go up, and especially if you're like me, I mean, you're talking about these races. I'm one of these guys. It was, okay, Kerry for president, everything else. Democratic,
right?
For all I know, I voted for the immediate killing of anybody with a radio show between 3 and 7.
No, you didn't. You're safe.
But
you have a lot of those little initiatives on your ballot.
Yeah, and listen, I'm the worst. I couldn't tell you what one of them was. It was right. I'm looking. How do you just get done with this? Like, click all them. Okay, all Democrat. Done. Bing. Mm-hmm.
She said yes to everything.
Yep.
I think you were supposed to.
Yes.
Yes. I was given the rundown by the commandant before I went.
Well, she trained you well.
Yes, she did. But I brought it.
It's a good experience.
I brought my sample ballot.
Yes, I have mine as well.
And, the constitutional amendments, that type of thing. Did you have? That was one of mine.
Yeah.
And then one on the back.
At least in the state of Virginia, once you got through the A to whatever it was, and L to Z,
okay,
then you got your yellow your yellow thing.
Your yellow card.
And the whole thing was very Disney-ish. You had to walk in crazy circles.
Like a cinnamon roll.
Yeah. A cinnamon roll.
When I was walking out of my polling place, they had some chow there at the church that I voted at. And nobody was standing near the chow, and I didn't grab any chow, but I was wondering, are you allowed to eat in the polling place? Can you grab some chow, like, when you're in there?
I think that's just for the electioneers.
Yeah. I'm so glad that I didn't grab that.
There was a hastily written sign at my polling place that said, for employees only.
They're not electioneers, Rob. If they were electioneers, they would be breaking the law.
I'm sorry, the proctors.
The volunteers, God bless them.
Hold on, this has nothing to do with the election. I would like to just take a moment. It's too bad we got canceled in Salt Lake City because of this election, incidentally, is why we lost our Salt Lake affiliate. Because today, the Don and Mike radio spotlight is on Salt Lake City. Robbie, I need that fanfare card.
Oh, goody.
Because we're going to be spotlighting a station first in the nation today.
Wow.
Or actually yesterday. KOSY. Cozy 103.
Great at the office.
Yesterday in Salt Lake City, KOSY, the first station in America to go all Christmas music.
Hallelujah!
You know, we like spotlighting
on Let's do it on Election Day, shall we?
No, they did it yesterday.
Oh, they did it yesterday. Oh.
They did it yesterday.
After Halloween,
because it's the dumb radio thing to do, and we always like highlighting the first market. Last year, I think it was a station in Charlotte. We may have even called the guy, and Beth Ann, you should right now start trying to call radio station KOSY
in
Salt Lake and see if the program director will come on with us to discuss the genius behind playing all Christmas music starting yesterday.
And
KOSY.
Unlike this show, they are part of the Salt Lake City scene.
That's right, so... Okay, there you go. That's nothing to do with...
Well, you know, my theory on this is that these are radio stations that are trying to destroy Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, if they get back to, like, August 1,
America,
Christmas will officially be over.
So, I don't know, we're going to do a regular show today, but we're going to do the election stuff because it's what people are talking about. One good thing about having a coast-to-coast regional show is that people from around the country can call in and tell us if it's going good or going bad.
The one consistent I hear all across the country is that it's a very, very overwhelming voter turnout.
Very busy.
For those of you listening to us in Wisconsin, my brother tells me it is a fuster cluck up there that to sign up to vote, everybody does it today.
You can do same-day registration, which
that's
great. Frankly, that's the way it ought to be everywhere. I think you get more of a representative sample of people that wanted to vote if you did it that way.
When I spoke to my brother early this morning, he was really debating whether he was just going to go to Kohl's to buy a pair of shoes or he was going to stand in this incredible line
right.
because, you know, it's just too much of a hassle.
I think people are suffering through the lines because they do, whichever way it goes, they want to be part of this historical election.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, it's like American Idol, except it's with Bush and it's with Kerry.
Who'd have thunk it that, that this would be so cool and everybody would be so interested?
I saw right. some chaos today, and I think it's partly because people are voting, many people, for the first time in their lives. They've never seen this process before.
Right.
Yeah, but you know, here's the thing about that, Buzz. A lot of that is like idiots who don't know how to use an ATM.
Okay, I agree.
I mean, to be honest,
yeah, no, you're right.
At least in the place that we went, our family went today.
That's why it slows it down.
It's a touch screen. Yeah, I mean, it's like, what's your name? Yeah, yes. Who do you want to vote for? This side, boom, boom, boom.
You'd be surprised how that confuses
people. Well, you know you've got a problem if you're standing to somebody and you've got that single line and somebody goes, A to K, L to Z. Would that be first names or last names?
Oh, dear.
You know you got a problem.
You know there are some people that are probably thinking that.
Absolutely. There are probably people that don't even know, you know, what's A to K? What do I do?
They say, well, let's see. Bush is A to K, so that's where I need it.
I guarantee you're getting that.
Steve. Hello, Steve. Don and Mike show. Steve?
Hey.
Yeah, turn down your radio, dude.
You have trouble voting today?
You know.
I'm guessing he had trouble voting. He's having trouble calling.
Oh, I've been on hold for so long, I seem to have forgotten what I wanted to say.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you. Hold on a second. I'm looking here on the screen. I can tell you that he was on hold. You were not on hold at all. I picked up this telephone.
Look, I mean, what the hell are you with him soon?
What?
But I can answer his question.
Oh,
yes,
good.
Yes, he's a total idiot.
Igor, Don and Mike show. Igor.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike and Buzz.
Hi, Igor.
Love you guys. Mike, way to go, Boston Red Sox.
Hey, thank you, buddy.
That's all I got to say. Hey, listen, I called actually after one of the games.
I would be remiss if I didn't say.
I mean, we're
getting almost to the expiration date on that.
I know.
I mean, with your happiness and everything, with the callers.
Oh,
yeah,
bite me.
With the congratulations and everything.
No way. That expiration date goes to next year.
No.
That expiration, now that you've said that,
I speak for everybody. He's tired of seeing all these dopes on TV. I've waited all my life. Okay,
all right,
it happened. No, get over it.
Hey, all right. Thanks for being on the bandwagon.
Hey, I was when it counted.
No, the bandwagon is you stay. You sign up for this club, baby. You sign up for life.
I signed up for the trial membership.
You sign up for life.
I want my 1995
all
back.
Right, now, you know, and I was rooting for the Packers the other day.
I want my shop vac back.
I was excited for the Packers. I was listening to the game.
Whatever they were giving away. I want my helmet phone back.
With all the people with the cheese heads. You know, with the pieces of cheese on their head.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have a comeback for that.
I want to milk this baby.
That's moronic.
I still haven't.
I mean, cheeseheads. I have no respect.
It's going to annoy you. This will annoy you a great deal.
What?
And this is really the way I feel. It hasn't sunk in yet.
Oh, shut up.
It's the truth. I've been too busy. I really have.
I know, too busy.
I've been moving, and I just haven't gotten a chance to really just sit there and go. I haven't had that moment where I go. And I know that's going to come later on. It's going to come right around the holidays.
Hopefully it'll come on a weekend.
Thanks a lot. And I said, thanks a lot.
Hello, Kirk in California. Kirk.
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
You vote already?
I'm voting a little while to go pick up my kids in my minivan. Sorry, Mike.
That's all right. That's all right. As long as you vote, you can cancel the minivan for a day.
Hey, also, I always vote like for the past two or three elections at a church.
Yeah.
You know, I always say like the separation of church and state. I mean, is that common?
I voted at a church for the first time today. So
the thing is, it's a gathering place. It's a place that you can use. I saw a sign today, though. One of the churches I was driving past that was open for election.
Right.
They had a sign up like, you know, God always votes for you. So like they try to get their message
on their little sign out in front. I think what it is really certainly in outlying areas, that's where there's an assembly hall. That's where they have little church halls where there's room to bring people in.
There's no separation problem.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, hi, Beth Ann.
Lance didn't want to come on the air with you guys.
Who didn't?
Lance.
Lance Arms?
Cozy Christmas.
Oh,
from Cozy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Lance.
You said Lance, Lance Armstrong?
He had to go hit the air studio. I said, hey, Lance, I'll call you in the studio.
Oh, you mean the guy who's the program director of the station in Salt Lake City that went on Christmas?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Too many press requests.
Hold on. Here's an update on that from Jim in Reno. Hello, Jim.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, in Reno, Magic 95.5 started playing their Christmas, their holiday music yesterday.
Yeah, okay.
So now they're not even original going with the date. Now there's not, you know, the Cozy and this other one, Magic. Cozy and Magic couldn't even be original on the date. So they must, you know, it must be some corporate thing,
yeah,
right?
Got, you know,
let's do it this day.
I had heard that the one in Salt Lake City was first, and maybe time-wise they did it like at 3:01 and the other station started at 4 o'clock, whatever.
They are destroying Christmas.
It's happening.
It's starting, and I hate to say that it's my profession, that people in my profession are destroying Christmas, but they are. They are really going to destroy
Christmas. Oh, Mike, it's not the... Listen, radio is not the only thing that radio is destroying.
No, everything is
radio's, radio's destroyed music.
Yeah.
Yeah, lives.
Radio, yeah, lives. Yeah, yeah. Think of all the senseless lives that have been lost in radio.
Lives.
And not with you people listening. I'm talking about the people who are here behind the scenes.
That's right, or were.
God. Yeah, or were.
So they were taken from us.
And are still here, even though they should be gone. And never mind, I was going to say hello to somebody, but that would be
no.
Incredibly cruel.
Yes, of course.
They know.
If I said hello to the big guy who doesn't play golf, the big tall sales guy who doesn't play golf.
You been around today?
No, I just, you know, I hear the scuttlebutt around the station. Mm-hmm. That's all I know. You know, there's a new sheriff in town.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Sheriff
right.
Todd Hughes.
Yeah.
And, you know, you gotta, sometimes you gotta, you know, cut a few heads, put them in a duffel bag, just to make your point.
That's it.
Yep. So, sales,
8 heads in a duffel bag.
Salespeople just, you know, be advised.
Sure.
He's in that mode where he wants to prove to everybody he's the general manager.
Uh-oh, that's scary.
I had a nice little taste of that today.
Yeah, really?
But enough of that.
Yes.
And enough of that.
The first one to say thanks.
I've been scraping my tongue ever since.
Thank you.
Meeting him.
Thank you.
Getting the taste of that out of my mouth.
Yeah.
With his fag glasses. He does, and there's no other way to describe them.
Right.
They are small. Mm-hmm. They are stylish.
Yes.
They are stylish glasses that this executive, Michael Todd Hughes, wears.
Did he have an I voted sticker on?
He did not. He did not. And
management, there you go, right?
I'd like to point out again, for the record, that he looks, celebrity most looks like Kid Toucher, Rooney from Ferris Bueller.
Rooney!
Jeffrey Jones, right.
Mike?
Hi, guys, how are you?
Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hi, you're on the air.
I voted for the first time today.
Mike, don't repeat it, Mike, because I
made me laugh.
You too.
It made me laugh.
And now we are all out of delay.
Oh, did they all hit
everyone?
Everybody hit the delay.
Oh, look what he's done.
Everybody hit the delay with that guy. Okay, bring in John Norman. We got to wait for the phones to build back up.
Very good.
We don't have any delay. It is a time for the week 8 recap.
And incidentally, this is an exercise that I'm tiring of.
Shock. It's time for the results of the Don and Mike Fantasy League. Here is our not crooked commissioner.
Yes. What a great league.
Johnny Norman.
It is a great league.
It is a great league, Mike.
What's up?
So you all say.
Yes,
all
right, do.
John, if you participated, maybe you would enjoy it the way we do.
I tell you what, I enjoyed playing your team this week, Mike.
Imagine you did.
How many points did I get? Well, he's going to give us the recap. Yeah, we'll find out.
Recap.
25 points.
25 points.
You didn't even start a quarterback.
Huh?
You didn't even start a quarterback.
I'm not making the starting lineups up. I'm my general manager is a tard. I can't help it. I totally divorced myself from the league this year. I was going to have him do it all. And he's not, we'll do it. You know,
really,
career.
Well, he's really going to want to help you now.
I'm motivated.
Well, he does. It's his money. He gets to split the money with me if we win.
Oh, well, then he owes me $10.
John?
I might make him start paying.
John, who did what this weekend? Week number eight.
Week number eight. Uh-huh. Buzz, 93, beat me, 93.80. Bart. Beth Ann McBride, the giant killer, takes down Bart Source.
119 beat Bart?
95.
What was that score again?
119-95, and she was the money winner this week.
Again?
Yep.
Yes, 2 weeks in a row.
That's right.
A little bit of a juggernaut.
You might want to start paying attention to that team, and you might want to watch what you said. You almost just said, it looked like you were going to say,
no, that sucks.
Your mouth was forming. Fudge.
There's $10 for my transaction.
Thank you.
For my transaction that helped so much.
Yes.
25 points.
Actually, it's for a couple of weeks ago. And Don beat Mike 84-25. Yes.
Not so was that the low point getter of the week?
You are.
Yes, you are.
What? Why did
winner?
You...
I'm sorry. I should take this up with J-Dubs.
Yes. Anyway, were there other
and
scores?
And final game, Joe, on a two-game winning streak, took down Rob 80-60.
Wow.
All right.
So, all right, you get with me later and just give me some password information so I can get on there.
What I can.
I'm going to dive in. Yes.
So what are the standings now as we head
into week eight?
Yeah.
In the long division, Bart Source, he is 7-1. Killing everybody.
Yep.
Beth Ann McBride on a three-game winning streak. She's now 5-3.
Wow.
Buzz also on a three-game winning streak.
And back
he's
to 5-4.
And, I'm at 4-4, bringing up the rear in the long division. In the short division, Don, you're on top at 5-3.
Yes.
Mike, you're at 3-5 on a three-game skid. Joe creeped up past
I could come
Rob
back.
A.
I could
at 2-6, and Rob also at 2-6.
All right, thank you very much.
I can put a win streak together.
Sure. Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm going to be like T.O. imitating Ray Ray.
Well, then why don't you? Hey, you steal that Ray Ray thing from me. I call the Ray Ray thing. I call it. I call it.
I just saw highlights of T.O. that was, and I figured it would be funnier to say T.O. and Ray Ray.
I call the Ray Ray thing, though, because I was at that Ravens party last year dancing with Patti LaBelle.
Patti LaBelle!
When she called him Ray Ray in front of me when I found out that was Ray Lewis's nickname.
Hi, Ray Ray!
I'm so disappointed in Steve McNair. Really not a fan. I'm really disappointed.
I'm disappointed in my management team.
Yeah, but he's doing it with a fine sternum. What is a Bruce sternum, anyway? Go out and throw the damn ball.
I didn't start a quarterback. That's why I got 25 points.
And you didn't start a running back.
A running back, yeah.
And you started Randy Moss, who got 0 points.
Now, that was just bad luck. But you got to start a quarterback and a running back.
Yes, yeah. It helps.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Well, so that's C'est la, you know. I've put plenty in the win column.
We'll come
year.
Back. Baseball's over. Politics will be over.
I'm strong. Feeling,
you can focus.
Feeling good in first place.
My team is really starting to have a certain amount of cohesiveness. And we're going to finish strong with a bruised sternum.
Wow.
Well,
and who is that Beth Ann's quarterback to where she's getting all these points?
Peyton Manning. And quarterbacks, oh, gosh, I've got, let me see, Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty good.
Yeah.
Matt Hasselbeck.
He's very good.
Uh-huh. And maybe you've heard of the other guy I picked up, Mike Vick.
Michael Vick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, feeling good about my team.
Would you be willing to deal any of those quarterbacks? You're pretty heavy at quarterback.
Sure. That's why I bring it up to a buddy like you.
I'm going to get involved and going to take a look at everything. And, you know, baseball is over now.
Yeah.
You know that I was distracted this fantasy season, and I had every right to be. I think it's time to get back involved so I can enjoy the NFL again and get back into football.
Take a look.
I'm going to take a look.
Let's chat.
First, I have to figure out what my password is.
Oh. here's Mike. The phones are back on now.
Good luck with that.
You see, when someone says a dirty word now in this FCC environment,
oh my right. goodness.
Everybody in this building hits the goddamn dump button, and what that does is it cancels out our telephones.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So now we can go back to the phones. Here's Mike in New York. Mike.
Hello.
Mike.
Michael. Michael.
Wayne.
Yeah.
Wayne?
Yeah.
Wayne in Delaware. Wayne, what's happening?
I got another example of people feeling Christmas. Labor Day weekend, I was picking up charcoal at the Walmart Supercenter in Camden, Delaware.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And they had Christmas ornaments out.
Oh, on Labor Day?
Yeah, yeah, Labor Day weekend.
That's evil.
That's bad. Did you vote today, sir?
I'm on my way to vote right now.
Good for you.
May I ask who you're voting for?
I believe Kerry.
Now, let's work on
something.
That.
Wait, son, did he say believe?
Yes.
Are you one of those, like, real undecided guys?
Yeah.
All right.
So you're going to make your decision, like, when you're at the polling place?
Yeah.
All right. Well, why don't you make the decision right now while you're talking to us on the radio?
It would be exciting if you could do that for us.
Okay. John Kerry.
Very good,
good
sir. You promise?
Yes, I promise.
Is your mom still alive?
Yes.
You promise on her life?
Yes.
Okay.
You're not going to flip flop.
But out of courtesy to the people behind you in line, please take your time in the booth.
Okay.
Congratulations. Your papers seem to be in order. You may pass along.
Enjoy your election day.
Thank you. Here's.
You may go, citizen.
Oh, Igor was a guy we tried to get to when the phones went crazy.
Yes. All right.
Igor.
Hey, guys. Sorry.
Thank
about
you for waiting, Igor. What's happening?
No, I just voted over here in Sterling, Virginia,
mm-hmm.
at Potomac Falls High School. I got there around noon. There were two people in front of me.
Wow, must be nice.
It was sweet. I was all the way on the road. I was listening to all these lines, 2.5, 3-hour lines.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting there, thought I was screwed, but got there, two people in front of me, 4 questions, bam, bam, and
where did you vote?
Potomac Falls High School.
Who'd you vote for?
I voted for good old guy Kerry.
Good old guy Kerry?
Good old guy Kerry.
Very interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Michael.
Well, he's actually, you know, what they say is...
Made the right choice.
He's voting at that time when you're supposed to vote.
Right. Is, David.
When I voted, they said it was the first lull of the day, and I only had to wait 55 minutes.
Hello, David.
God, same here.
David? That is a Brando line. That is the problem there.
Did you do this when I was standing in line? I was evaluating the people around me, the people ahead of me and behind me in the line, and just guessing how I thought everybody would vote.
I didn't wait in line long enough.
Did you also be able to do that?
I was able to size them up right away.
Right, sure.
I can size a Kerry or a Bush up at 50 yards.
I'm pretty sure I was in Bush country when I was voting.
Especially now, because people are wearing it on their sleeve so much. You can tell right away if a guy... And
did you guys have the people that sit out in front for either candidate?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Did you get? I had the pleasure of ignoring the other people.
Will you be needing a sample ballot?
No.
Hello.
Well, good morning, sir.
Jerry?
Hey.
Hey, Jerry.
Long lines being run over by motorized walkers and flatulence. But I took one for the team.
Good for you. Good man.
I voted for Mr. Carey and Brett Boy Edwards.
All right.
And I have...
Thank you all.
Good
job. Jack. Hello, Jack. Don and Mike Show. Jack.
Yeah, how's that doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
Yeah, God, for Kerry, man. That's the man.
There you go.
I just wanted to say, you know, I just wanted to ask you guys, since you guys know everything, what do you think tribal sovereignty means in the 21st century?
Tribal sovereignty is sovereign. Uh-huh. And it's a sovereign relationship. That's my favorite.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful. And so are we.
Uh-huh.
They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people. And neither do we.
Here's Warren in California. Warren.
How you guys doing, Don Mike?
We're doing great. Did you vote, you big lug?
Yeah, I sure did. I voted, voted for Kerry, unfortunately, but...
that's right. Funny.
We'll see.
Unfortunately.
Check this out. Why I called is to tell you guys I didn't get a damn sticker. They ran out.
Oh, now that stinks.
But now...
Because it's the most important sticker adults get.
Listen, I want to say something, and I don't want to offend Rob.
Yes?
Because I know what you told me about what happened with Robert. At the school that we went to...
Mm-hmm.
They were low on stickers as well, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Why? That when moms and dads would come in with the wee ones,
mm-hmm.
the wee ones would get like 10 of them.
Kids love stickers.
No, wrong. They would give away the little stickers, the little white I voted stickers.
You have to vote.
I saw a little girl like in a snow coat, and she had 10 of them on one sleeve and 10 on the other sleeve.
Not good.
That's wrong.
Not good. They shouldn't. Everybody that votes. Everybody likes to wear these things.
How many did Robert get?
Oh, he only got four.
Yeah.
But you know what? I did have a great time in line needling the seniors behind me because they started talking about the sticker.
Uh-huh.
And I said, you know, there's been so much turnout. I hope they don't run out of stickers. Yeah. And then they started talking about it. And they said, well, we've been in line for 40 minutes already. And if we don't get up there and we don't get our sticker, well, we deserve our sticker.
What is it about? You know what? I'm proud of that. I think it's cool that people dig the stickers.
Yeah, but
I've never seen people dig stickers more as adults. Nobody takes them off. You give them, you get them, and you keep them, right?
But they really, it became not about the election.
It became the sticker.
The sticker, when she got up to the guy, the first thing she said was, sticker.
You love to needle the elderly.
I do.
Steve.
I'd be the last person to ever needle them.
Hi, Steve.
Look at Joe. Joe brought, Joe, where'd you get those?
What, Joe got some extra stickers?
Those are mine. I don't wear
Joe, swallow at least.
What are you enjoying for lunch today? Is it barbecue chicken? What is it?
Cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger.
Joe.
Cheeseburger. Sounds delicious.
You're
what, now, why do you have two that aren't...
Cheeseburger in paradise, huh?
The voting sticker to me is just like what Chris Rock says about taking care of your kids. Of course you voted. You're supposed to vote. So the sticker's gay.
The outspoken Joe Arden.
Wow.
Joe.
There he is.
Here's my gay sticker.
Thank you, Otto.
I'm wearing mine, probably.
By the way, while I'm wearing this gay sticker, he's dreamy.
Yeah.
With his mouth full of beef.
Hey, you're supposed to finish your food before you go on microphone.
It's like taking care of your kids.
His vote counts the same as any smart guy's vote. So,
have a point there.
It's got him a little slack.
Maybe it should be weighted.
One more. Brian.
Who's looking out for you, Joe Ardinger?
Brian.
His name is Don Geronimo.
Lake Tahoe. Brian.
Hey, do you like these people that run the polling place? They're like Mommy Dearest. Well, you're out of line, lost again.
Yes.
And the other thing. Did that girl that won the trip yesterday to Cleveland?
Yes.
I don't know if you know that, but that was B. Arthur's daughter, C. Arthur.
Huh. All right.
Really?
Get out of here.
You're I always think that the old ladies at the polling places are just far too perky.
We got to we got to hit a break here. But first, here is Sandy. Sandy.
Yeah, hi, guys.
Hey, he's got a chick's name.
Sandy in California. You know why he's got a chick's name?
Why?
I bet he voted for Bush.
Oh.
Bush with all the right-minded people.
You were right. You called it.
Hey, you know,
came out the short end of the stick.
Hey, voting for a Democrat is like rooting for the Dodgers.
Interesting concept, but the Dodgers.
Tell us that tomorrow.
The Dodgers have had their success, sir.
Yeah, good logic. In other words, I'm a Giants fan.
Tell us that tomorrow, sir.
Good logic. Thank you, my friend. Listen, I stand by my prediction. Wait, you're saying tell us tomorrow?
Right.
See you in court tomorrow.
You and Howard Dean.
That's all I got to say.
You and Howard Dean are calling that.
He said that, too?
Yeah, he said that today on CNN.
Well, that'd have been good company.
There you go. Thought I'd point that out to you.
If you're saying that.
He's with you on that. He's the one saying it could be a couple of weeks.
Got a break. When we come back, I'll be very nervous talking for the first time ever to really my musical idol. The guys.
Yeah, you set up for years, ever since I've known you.
Brian Wilson, the real Brian Wilson. We'll see what Brian Wilson shows up today to talk when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Tell me, when that first show is over, will you still love me when I'm an incredibly humongoid giant star?
Yeah.
Will you still love me when I'm in my hanging out with Ravi Shankar phase?
Yeah.
Will you still love me when I'm in my carbohydrate, sequin jumpsuit, young girls in white cotton panties, waking up in a pool of your own vomit, bloated, purple, dead on a toilet phase?
Yeah.
Okay, party. Bonus.
The Don and Mike Show.
How are you anyway? The Don and Mike Show.
Now, here you go. Wouldn't it be nice if we... Is that Brian Wilson on the telephone?
No.
You think so?
No.
I know you're excited about this.
I never write notes for anybody.
I know.
Here's what I want to say to Brian Wilson. God, I hope he gives me more than 10 minutes. There's been nobody that's influenced my life with music more than Brian Wilson.
You should tell him that.
Oh, sorry.
Is he waiting on the line now?
Hello, Brian?
Yes, I'm right here.
Brian Wilson.
Brian Wilson. Oh. Great, Brian. Wow. Thank you for coming on the show.
Brian, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm glad to be on the show here.
Thank you for joining us. I'm Don. That's Mike. I'm the Brian Wilson fanatic.
Don has talked about you. I've been working with him for 20 years, and you're his guy, and we're delighted to finally have you on the show.
You mean you like me more than the Beatles?
Come on. There is not a contest. Brian, I'll give you a little history. I know your time is limited. I have questions I want to ask you.
Okay.
I'm 46. The first album that I ever bought was Pet Sounds. I had bought singles. I had never bought an album until I bought Pet Sounds.
Really?
Pet Sounds, I'm not kidding. There's a reason I got into radio. The reason I got into radio is because I love music. I love music that is of a pop nature, music that is layered and textured and has a wall of sound effect like you have with melodies and lyrics that go right at Pet Sounds.
Really?
Pet Sounds, I'm not kidding. There's a reason I got into radio. The reason I got into radio is because I love music. I love music that is of a pop nature, music that is layered and textured and has a wall of sound effect like you have with melodies and lyrics that go right to my friggin' soul.
Well,
and
I think that's wonderful that you like that.
As soon as I heard Pet Sounds, I'm really, the light goes off in my head. And then what I did was, because I was 9, I went backwards and got all of the other Beach Boys stuff that I had been familiar with growing up as a little kid, and found so many lyrics in your music that spoke to me. You are, in my humble opinion, the strongest musical influence of our generation. You probably hear that a lot, but I mean it from my heart. The songs.
Well, I can believe that. What's some of the stuff that you like from the Beach Boys?
Now, I'm so glad. Welcome to the next part of this.
Brian, I will tell you, this is Mike, and I will tell you that he actually made a list because he knew you were coming on the show.
I have, how could I pick from your catalog of music my favorites? I wanted to pick the five that mean the most to me and ask you if you would comment on these songs and what they mean to you and how they came
up. Okay, go, shoot.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Except I couldn't do five, I had to do seven, because there's a tie.
Well, shoot.
Okay, at number seven, we have the song that reminds me of Ocean City, Maryland, and the boardwalk, and when everything was cool in my life before I found out my parents were such jerks. All summer long. Brian, there is not one summer, I swear to God, that I don't listen to this song every single day.
All summer long. That's one of my favorites, too.
Glad you like it. Let's go to number six. Number six on the list. Now, I'm leaving out, you know, of course, God Only Knows, California Girls, Sloop John B. But for me, this is a song about dudes that are friends.
Do It Again, of course.
Now, what is this one?
This one is Do It Again. Brian, let me play this for a second so the boys can figure out which one this is. That is... Okay, let's start there, because the next song I really want to ask you questions about. Do It Again. Where do you get the melody to build upon the very the beat is the heart of the song as I interpret it.
First, you get the beat in the chord pattern. You got to get your beat like ba 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 ba, and you get your chord pattern together. Then you lay a melody on top of that, and then the lyrics come in. Then you got yourself a whole record.
Oh wow!
I'm telling you that one got me. That one I still now think of my friends when I'm with that. Do It Again. Number five on my all-time Brian Wilson favorites. And I don't mean this in a queer way. This is, I swear to God, the prettiest song that I've ever heard. Oh. Surfer Girl, right?
Yeah, that sounds good. It's one of my favorites, too.
Brian, this song, this mellows me out. I said the other day on the air, oh, hold on, here it is. You know what it is, really? It's a rock and roll nighty night song. You know how like you sing, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star?
Yeah, right. You could play this in a kid's bedroom and rock him to sleep. Absolutely. It would be fantastic.
You can go to sleep to Surfer Girl.
That's not putting the song down, but it's got. But I like that. I like kind of a. It is kind of a rock and roll lullaby.
Number four on my list. Your masterpiece. What can I say? Oh, number four. Good vibration. Of course, it's got to be there.
And do you go along with that one, Brian, that this is your masterpiece?
It took me 6 weeks to cut that. It took 6 weeks.
Wow.
We cut it in five different studios. It was one of our biggest masterpieces of all time, and it sounds great.
Yeah. It is.
So he agrees with you on that.
It is your defense list. Your masterpiece. What can I say? Oh, number four. Good vibration. Of course, it's got to be there.
And do you go along with that one, Brian, that this is your masterpiece?
It took me 6 weeks to cut that. It took 6 weeks.
Wow.
We cut it in five different studios. It was one of our biggest masterpieces of all time, and it sounds great.
Yeah. It is.
So he agrees with you on that.
It is your definitive masterpiece. It's not, you know, my all-time favorite. They're all great.
I just got through playing Good Vibrations on a video today, just before.
This is my favorite. That's my favorite Beach Boys song. Absolutely.
Number three. This would be the song, that, actually you have two songs where both the lyrics and the music speak to me. This one really does, I listen to this one every day. And maybe you Beach Boys non-aficionados might not be familiar with this. Heroes and Villains. Heroes and Villains. I've been in the town, so
walking back. It's my favorite song on the Smile album.
Huh. You're kidding me.
That is my favorite. Heroes and Villains.
You know what I love about the Smile album? Which incidentally is finally released, I want to ask you about that. The version of Heroes and Villains is like 7 minutes long.
The 7 minutes long?
I got a version that's very long. I got a version that's not this 3 minute version that I've had on all of these other compilations.
Where did you get it?
From the record company.
From the record company?
Yeah. From Rhino Records.
7 minute version of Heroes and Villains?
All right, maybe it's something they put.
My gosh, that's amazing.
Maybe it's something they put together. Right? Yeah. I'm not sure, but I got. Anyway, this song, Heroes and Villains. This is probably the one song that the regular radio Beach Boys fans don't know. Where does the words for Heroes and Villains and the musical changes that you go through in that song? Where were you when that was? What were you thinking of with that one?
Well, we sat in a sandbox, and we got in the mood for just being detached from life and into the beach and kind of like, you know, in a Never Neverland kind of place to record a song, mm-hmm. to write a song. It took us about 2.5 hours, but we got it written.
Wow.
It's Van Dyke and I.
In the sand.
It's too great. I mean, there are so many songs that I'm not getting to.
Now, are you going in order with yours?
Yes, I'm building up to number one.
Okay. All right.
My number two favorite Beach Boys song of all time. I can't tell you, this is 1 minute and 56 seconds of pure kick-ass harmony. This right here. You like Dance, 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 Brian?
Dance, Dance, of course.
Now, I'm going
to on stage.
Let this one play for a second. I could relate to this. Turn it up all the way. And listen to this now, right here. If that is not the sweetest.
Dance, Dance, that's great.
Yeah.
Brian, that is. There's only one song in my mind that's better than that, but this one. Ba-dum. Ba-dum. How do you get the harmonies together when you got?
Well, the harmonies come after we get the melody, and then I do the vocal arrangement, and that's where we get the harmonies for Dance and Dance.
You know, the harmonies, though, and I'm going to jump in here because they come naturally, and I was curious to know when you were, how young were you when all of you, your brothers, and the, how did you realize? How did you come to realize that you had this?
How do you get the harmonies together when you got?
Well, the harmonies come after we get the melody. And then I do the vocal arrangement, and that's where we got the harmonies for Dance and Dance.
You know, the harmonies, though, and I'm going to jump in here because they come naturally, and I was curious to know, when you were, how young were you when all of you, your brothers, and the, how did you realize, how did you come to realize that you had this ability? Because I think harmony is something
that... Well, in 1961, after I wrote Surfer Girl,
right.
We knew we were into something pretty creative. We knew that. And we knew that we had a chance on the radio, you know?
Right. That's great. Beautiful.
Do you have any idea how many people, before we get to the number one song, do you have any idea how many people's lives really, dude, you have touched through the music where...
I don't know about how many, but after every show, the fans come and they go, Brian, your music has meant a lot to me. It's helped me through school and it's done a lot for my life. And that makes it all worth it for me.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You tell me that.
Yeah, you should know that's the one way my family knows to get me out of the funk. You put the beat, really, you put one of your songs on. Now, the number one
I mean,
song.
Really, and what
is number one? That was number two. Now what's your for number one?
The number one is, and this is why you're so great, the lyrics. It is, I've been married to my wife for 23 years. I'm not a schmaltzy guy. I don't want to say I'm the guy that has a song. But yeah. we do have a song. Now
don't worry, baby.
Yeah, now listen. She never told me, you know, don't worry about you driving your car fast or anything. The part of the lyrics that don't apply. But the one message here in this song, she's saying to your wife, to your husband, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, listen, don't worry, baby. Let me just hear this for a second, Brian, and then you tell me. If this is not... just magical. Listen to the harmony in the background. Now, let me ask you, hold on a second. I can't sing, Brian, but here's what gets me. And listen, what a great friggin' song.
Absolutely.
Sure is.
On a song like...
You guys are clapping for Don't Worry Baby?
Yeah.
You guys are clapping?
Yeah. On a song like Don't Worry Baby, how do you figure out when it's... She makes me come alive. And you have in the background, the guy's going,
after I did the lead melody. Then we did the backgrounds to it. That's how we did it.
So you do the background harmonies after you do the lead, and everything kind of circles around the lead melody?
Right. It all envelops around the lead melody. The harmonies envelop it, and they embellish it, too.
I mean, there is no sound that will ever be, this will never be duplicated.
And that's the other thing.
I mean, when you talk about an American original, that's what you got here. That's right.
Yeah, and there was the Beatles, and they're good, and I give them their props, but I'm telling you, dude, I was there. Sergeant Pepper's good. Pet Sounds is better. Uh-huh. I waited for Smile, and now that Smile's done, almost 30 years later, are you happy with the finished product?
With Smile?
Yes.
I'm thrilled with it. We rehearsed it. I took the first two movements, touched them up. Then Van Dyke and I created a third movement, We got that all together. We taught them, everybody, the band, the orchestra, everything.
I was there. Sergeant Pepper's good. Pet Sounds is better. I waited for Smile, and now that Smile's done, almost 30 years later, are you happy with the finished product?
With Smile?
Yes.
I'm thrilled with it. We rehearsed it. I took the first two movements, touched them up. Then Van Eyck and I created a third movement. We got that all together. We taught them, everybody, the band, the orchestra, everything. And I'll be darned if it didn't turn into a smash tour. And we took it over to London in February.
I got a tape of you with the Philharmonic Orchestra over there.
You have a tape with the Philharmonica?
Yeah, well, you playing with them. You're fantastic.
Well, thank you.
I also have a 7-minute version of Heroes and Villains.
He's a very big fan.
Besides the Beach Boys, here's something I've always wanted to ask you. What are your favorite musical artists? Who influenced you? Who do you like now? You set the standard for everybody, but who influenced you?
Who influenced me?
Yeah.
Rosemary Clooney taught me how to sing with love in my voice.
Wow.
Phil Spector taught me how to produce records.
Yep.
Ah.
The Beatles taught me how to compete and be competitive.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little of everything. Rosemary Clooney singing. Les Paul excited me. Barry taught me how to write lyrics a little bit, like the lyrical thing. I don't know, I just can't, it goes on and on.
The thing that I love the most about, especially a song like Dance, 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 is the Phil Spector effect. You don't have a wall of sound, but I listen to these songs enough that I hear you've got like jingle bells going and you've got chord progressions, and it sounds bigger than life. And you get done listening to an exciting song like that and you go, that was only a minute and 52 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I was on a throwaway. Brian, I still get goosebumps hearing your songs. I really
goosebumps.
Do.
You get goosebumps? Really? Is that really true?
I swear to God, you ask these guys. You ask anybody.
True. I've worked with Don Brian for 20 years, and I think he said it on the air, or at least he said it to me in the office today before we went on the air, that this is the first time, really, this is the most nervous he was having somebody on the show. He has mentioned you as, as the Mozart of our generation.
Mozart.
He wants to be Bach.
You want to be Bach?
I'll be Bach instead of Mozart. Who are you?
I'm telling you, dude, that they're going to look back in history and they're going to say, Song of Joy and all that stuff is great. They're going to come back and they're going to go, that Surfer Girl, that's a pretty strong piece of music.
Classic.
I want to say you have influenced my life more than any other musician. The Beach Boys were one of the reasons I love music, and I got into radio. And, Brian, you're just my friggin' hero, man. I'd love to
say friggin'. My hero, you're going to say friggin' hero.
I'd love to meet you. That'll never happen, but I just wanted to tell you, you've really influenced my life.
What city are you in?
Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C.?
Yes.
No way you could make my Disney Hall performance tonight. It would be too late for you to try.
No, I couldn't do that, but God, would I love it. Here's another thing I've always wanted.
When he's on the road again, you'd get a chance.
I've always wanted to ask you. The drums, bum, bum, bum. What happened to the drums at the beginning of Wouldn't It Be Nice?
Pardon me?
Were the drums at the beginning of Wouldn't It Be Nice? Were those inspired by the drums in the Be My Baby?
The Be My Baby drums. Yeah, that was inspired by that, yeah.
Huh. Right, now listen to that for a second. Listen to this now. And then you go. You dig that percussion? I mean,
bigger than life. Yeah. It's like an explosion. Yeah.
And because of you, Brian, I often get criticized on this show by people because of the type of music I like. But the type of music that I like is pure pop. I like a well-produced, commercial song that makes me think, that makes me feel good, that hits a nerve, that hits a passion.
It makes you happy.
It
makes you feel happy when you hear it. Right.
And Brian, your songs criticized on this show by people because of the type of music I like. But the type of music that I like is pure pop. I like a well-produced, commercial song that makes me think, that makes me feel good, that hits a nerve, that hits a passion.
Makes you happy.
It makes
you feel happy when you hear it. Right.
And Brian, your songs truly do make me happy.
I have a question for Brian now. I want to know if Brian, have you ever been interviewed by a bigger fan?
No. That's it. Pretty big fans of mine.
You have to have been interviewed by bigger fans.
Remember, I can't remember ever having anybody talk to me like this.
Well, Brian, you're the greatest. And the response that you're getting out in concert, every time I see you, you appear to be amazed that people are so attached to you. Is that because I see it?
That's
people.
True. People do it, are attached to me. But you know, when we were in Washington, D.C., we took a special tour of the White House.
Mm-hmm.
We got to see the president's office and everything. It was really a thrill.
Are you surprised still to this day at how people react to your music?
Well, all I can tell you is I sign an awful lot of autographs per year.
There you go. You know. Well, so you know it by now, I hope.
And just so you, here's the beginning of Be My Baby by the Ronettes. I mean, you get the drum there. I mean, this is...
I like Brian's better.
And then you got... I'm going to do my own mix here now with Brian on the phone. You got the... That kicks ass. And you know what? I don't even like boats. I love Sloop John B.
Oh, yeah. I love Sloop John B.
Sloop John B, of course.
Where did Sloop John B come from? Where did that one come from?
Well, it came from the Kingston Trio, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did the... I did an adaptation to their arrangement. And I took it a step farther, actually.
I always thought that when I heard that song, that would be a very difficult song to perform live. Was that... What was your toughest song to perform live?
That was one to perform live?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Darlin' is one of the hardest ones for me.
Mm-hmm.
And Sail on Sailor's a little tough for me, but I like them, though.
Yeah.
Those are two tough ones.
Darlin' is another one of those bubbling under the top sounds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's just, you got it when I... My darling, you're so fine. That's so tight. And I got to ask you about one other song, Brian. The song, besides In My Room, that everybody asks you about, God Only Knows What I'd Do Without You.
My favorite.
God Only Knows What I'd Be Without You. Who hasn't heard that song and thought about somebody in their life? What made you write that song? What motivated you?
My collaborator and I were just wanting to make a love song that sounded sincere about the love they had.
You did it.
They wanted it to be a phony kind of a song, but a real... true love song.
Well, the thing is, I mean, like, listen to this. It's what now? What is this? It's a harpsichord. It's a French horn. It's what are the instruments you're using here?
We have a couple harmonicas and drums and teacups. The bang in the end of a plastic cup.
Wow,
stuff like that.
That's great.
Stars above you. How do you get? I mean. You never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you.
Beautiful.
Man, I'm not crap. That's deep. Brian, that's deep.
Yeah.
Anyway, what can I say? You're the greatest. I love your music. I listen to it every single day.
Thank you so much. I think it's a very, very, very happy interview. And I'm so glad you like my music.
I love it.
Thank you, Brian.
And you're a genius, and thanks for being on the show, and I would love to meet you sometime, dude.
Are we on live now?
Yes, absolutely. This whole thing's been live.
Well, man, I can tell the Washington, D.C. people, thank you so much for coming to my concert.
Uh-huh.
Right on.
Washington, D.C., and I hope to see you again sometime.
All right, Brian. Hey, thanks,
Brian.
Thank you, dude.
Thank you very much.
All right, take care, guys. Man. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Everybody.
Wow.
Well,
he dug it. Wow.
Well,
he dug it.
He stayed on 20 minutes.
Yeah. See, he dug it. I mean, who wouldn't dig it? I'd like you to do that for me someday. Yeah, any of us. Anybody.
Well, I'd like you to do for me what he's done for me. I mean, he's my guy, Mike. He's my, would be like, I would imagine, if you could talk to Frank Sinatra, or someone who, I've said that. I get more excited talking to him than I would talking to Paul McCartney.
Right.
I really would. And everybody's got their own Jones, and he was mine, so thanks for indulging me.
That was fun. Congratulations on getting to do that.
Yeah, now don't say that, because that's like, congratulations on winning the World Series.
No, it's just that it's something you've always wanted to do, and I'm happy for you. Congratulations on talking to him, Don. Yeah.
I'm not going to say it. I'm glad.
He was...
the curse has been reversed.
Yes. I think he...
You know, everybody knows the history. And, I'm glad you didn't ask him about it in my room, because that's what he gets asked about all the time.
Right.
And everybody dwells on the fact that, you know, he had his issues. And everybody knows he has his issues. And I think...
Oh,
really,
no, I played those tapes of his dad screaming at
him. But here's the deal. The thing about Brian Wilson, that is probably, for him, doing a media interview, probably one of the most fun times he's had. Mm-hmm. And to do that for him, really.
And
I think when he was congratulating you, you might have met at my room, because that's what he gets asked about all the time.
Report.
And everybody dwells on the fact that, you know, he had his issues, and everybody knows he has his issues. And I think...
Oh,
really,
no, I played those tapes of his dad screaming at
him. Sure. But here's the deal. The thing about Brian Wilson, that is probably, for him, doing a media interview, probably one of the most fun times he's had. Mm-hmm. And to do that for him, really.
And he doesn't...
I think when he was congratulating you, you might have met it this way, that what you did for him, if... I know how much you dig the guy and how much you love the music and how much he influenced you. And what you did there was a tribute to the guy. It was not necessarily as much an interview as a way for you to say thank you to him. And
absolutely,
you know what? As far as a media interview, what you did was, and I don't even know if you realize it, you were able to take your idol, your all-time idol, and actually give him a gift, which was this tribute. It wasn't an interview as much as it was just singing his praises for 20 minutes. And, you know, I think with all that he's been through, and to make it back after all the crap he's gone through, I think it was an awfully nice gift to give
him. And so cool to have him open up and just be so matter-of-fact, saying, well, on that, that's four harmonicas on a plastic cup.
Now that we've gotten that all out of the way, can I simply say it was a pleasure having Bill Murray from Caddyshack on the show.
Carl Spackler.
It really was. I just want to say, Mr. Craig, because that's, you know, really, I think.
Of course.
Did Bill Murray ever say that that is who he based the character on?
No, because to be honest, when Caddyshack came out, Brian Wilson didn't speak that way yet.
Right.
That was an acquired kind of thing that's happened over the years.
I appreciate that.
Maybe it's Brian Wilson making fun of Bill Murray.
That's the great Brian Wilson. So now I'm happy I get hit by that bus on the way home today.
Right.
No, not until Kerry wins.
Right. I don't know if I will ever have that opportunity, because I don't know if there's anybody that has influenced me that much. Jesus Christ.
Okay, you're being funny.
I'm
coming up with...
For me?
Ricky Martin.
You got it.
For me, Andrew Blake.
Oh, God. And Rob,
yes.
Rob, unfortunately, I don't think we'll ever be able to talk to the man who's influenced you the most.
Now, not in case they find the dental records.
It's so hard to get an incoming line.
All right. Thank you, Brian Wilson. Thank you, guys. And we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Craig, I'm looking at you. You wore green so you could hide. I don't blame you. You're a tramp.
That was a good one.
I get jokes.
Was right where you wanted it.
Oh, Mrs. Crane, you're a little monkey woman, you know that? You're a little monkey woman. You're lean, and you're mean, and you're not too far between either, I bet, are you, huh?
Uh-huh.
Would you like to wrap your spikes around my head?
The Don and Mike Show. Buddha Mouse loves the Don and Mike Show.
I get jokes.
You bet your ass I do.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Don?
Yeah, Don and Mike. Hi.
Hey, listen, I've never called you guys before, but I'll tell you what, that interview that you just had with Brian Wilson, you were just dead on. It was a great interview, and it really touched me. And I know you guys don't like to get all mushy.
No, I don't. So thanks.
But everyone in the hall is saying so.
Thanks,
too.
And go to hell. And they can all
now,
go to hell
soon. Now, stop it! You don't mean that.
Yes, I do.
Well, you feel like you have to make up for being a soft guy. You got to be a tough guy.
Tough guy, soft guy, tough guy.
Tough guy.
Tough guy.
Dead on. It was a great interview, and it really touched me. And I know you guys don't like to get all mushy.
No, I don't. So thanks. No.
But everyone in the hall is saying so.
Thanks,
too.
And go to hell. And they can all go
now,
to hell soon.
Stop it! You don't mean that.
Yes, I do.
Well, you feel like you have to make up for being a soft guy. You got to be a tough guy.
Tough guy, soft guy, tough guy,
tough guy,
tough guy.
There you go.
Hawkeye, dance, dance, dance.
Somehow we're going into Jack Cassidy.
Come on, DJ, what's wrong with you? Why didn't you ask him about his drug use? Why didn't you ask him about his affected speech? Why not mention the fact that he appears to be a retard, as you have many times behind his back? What a weird, weird balance you must have inside your head. You love him, yet on the other hand, you mock him.
Tough guy.
Tough guy.
Little tough guy.
Tough guy. Joe, stop putting these guys... If you want to talk to me about this, like it or hate it...
We'll see what... No, you have to understand. There's a guy like that last guy that's calling. Mm-hmm. Is probably feeling similar to the way you just felt, and that's why he got so affected.
Hello, Brian.
It would have been if Brian would have said, oh, go to hell.
Yeah. Hey, Don.
But you would have respected him for it.
Yes, I would have. Don.
Yeah.
That was excellent. I've got goosebumps just listening to those songs.
Well,
and like, if you ever listen to Darling with the headphones,
it's Darling, but yes.
Sorry, Darling.
Sorry, Darling.
He bailed. Oh, he was. He was as emotional
and nervous
about that.
Yeah, he just hung up. Stupid.
Yeah, he was. Okay, enough of that. Call during the phone scan. Call during the phone scan for that.
You incredible hypocrite.
Before we get to...
Mike doesn't understand his hatred to our callers.
We got something besides Brian Wilson here.
All right.
Now we're going to be trying, Mike. I'm going to explain the concept to you now.
All right.
That we're going to be calling Joe. In the back room.
Yes.
We're going to give him 60 seconds. He does not know this yet.
You got me my sandwich extra quickly today.
What we're going to do is call Joe under the guise that he's in a giant Madden Cruiser-type vehicle.
Okay.
And Joe will be going from state to state, the swing states.
Oh, good.
So now let's go live. Let me make the long-distance call to, well, we'll find out what state he's... I'll tell him what state he's in.
Very good.
And then Joe has 60 seconds to tell us about the state, where he's at...
Wonderful.
...and what the voter turnout is like.
Excellent.
Call me in.
Call me Hardinger Cruiser.
Joe knows nothing about this.
The Joe-mobile.
Greetings from somewhere on the road in America.
Here he is, everybody. Live from the battleground state of Wisconsin, here is Joe Hardinger. Joe, where are you at in Wisconsin right now?
I'm in Eau Claire.
That would be...
Oh. Declare.
Okay, we can stop it right there.
Oh, I do declare.
Thanks, I'll call you later.
Thanks, bye-bye. Joe.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You declare. You the man.
You declare.
You retard.
See, now you can't write funny like that.
No way.
You can't.
So why bother?
Joking.
You declare.
You declare.
That would be...
Oh.
So declare.
Okay, we can stop it right there.
Oh, I do declare.
Thanks, I'll call you later.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Joe.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You declare. You the man.
You declare. You retard.
See, now you can't write funny like that.
No way.
You can't.
So why bother?
Joking.
You declare. Beautiful. Okay. You declare was God.
We'll call the Joe will now be driving exceeding the speed limit and will be driving to another battleground state.
Right.
And we will chat with him momentarily.
Wonderful.
Oh, it's time for this. Oh, this goddamn machine. There you go. Thanks, Robbie.
That's much better. Helped.
There you go. Hit it one time.
Oh, no.
Still nothing.
You think it's permanently disfigured?
Oh, hold on.
Seacrest. Out. Seacrest. Out.
Thank God this tape's okay.
Out. Seacrest. Out. See you guys. Seacrest.
Right.
Out. Seacrest. Out. Seacrest. Out.
Out.
Seacrest.
Out.
Seacrest. Out.
All right, get out.
Seacrest. Out.
Out.
No, he's not retarded.
He is. Get out of town. Okay, this has nothing to do with Ryan Seacrest directly, but it has something to do with American Idol.
Ah.
If you thought I was gay about Brian Wilson, keep listening and wait until American Idol comes back on the air. However, even I
yes?
am pained. Excuse me.
You're pained
obviously
deeply.
Pained.
Excuse me.
So deeply. Are you getting choked up?
I'm pained by this story. That there's a class, UNC Charlotte, that is American Idol. It's a class called Examining American Idol Through Musical Critique. These kids, these college kids, will sit down in a classroom twice a week,
mm-hmm.
watch American Idol,
mm-hmm.
and devise their own system for rating who is the best.
Right.
And this counts as real college credits.
Man, I would have loved to have this when I was going.
That's cool. The doctor, I use that term loosely.
Uh-huh.
says he's even prepared to invite 2003 Idol runner-up Clay Aiken,
well,
a UNC of Charlotte graduate. And then Fantasia lives in Charlotte.
Hello?
You guys ready for the call? Dr. Grimes.
Yes.
Hello there. This is the Don and Mike radio show. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
We're doing great. So you are a professor, a doctor, a teacher at UNC Charlotte, correct?
All of the above. Yes, sir.
And you are having a class called American Idol.
Technically, examination of American Idol through musical critique.
Right.
Now, would this be referred to by college students as a gut course?
A gut course?
Mike, what is a gut course?
A gut's an easy course. Like, I mean, I would think that, you know, this would be a fun course to take, and it would be pretty easy. What are you doing to make this course difficult?
There's actually going to be a lot of vocabulary and terminology involved.
Like such as? Give me an example.
Well, just talking about the show, Randy Jackson, for example, one of the judges, often criticizes the contestants for being pitchy.
Pitchy. Yes, exactly. You hear that. In fact, you probably hear that more than any other critique.
Mm-hmm. All right, what about it?
And that's actually what gave me the idea for the class, is that most Americans probably don't know what he means by pitchy.
I don't know what he means by pitchy.
Well, there you have it.
What does pitchy mean?
Pitchy refers to intonation and the singer singing exactly on pitch.
Okay.
Which is very difficult to do.
I think I do know what it means now. I'd get an A in this course.
Well, that was interesting.
Are you familiar with the
That's actually what gave me the idea for the class, is that most Americans probably don't know what he means by pitchy.
I don't know what he means by pitchy.
Well, there you have it.
What does pitchy mean?
Pitchy refers to intonation and the singer singing exactly on pitch.
Okay.
Which is very difficult to do.
I think I do know what it means now. I'd get an A in this course.
Well, that was interesting.
Are you familiar with the crop of contestants last year, the final 12?
Yes.
Okay. Then here's my question for you. I have no idea who's going to be on the show this year.
Right.
But you mean to tell me if you got a guy like that, John Peter Lewis?
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
How do you possibly turn that guy into something that's using your mind, educate?
Academically valuable.
Otherwise, this just sounds to me like a basket weaving class in which I should have gone to college.
Well,
how would you deal with JPL?
Well, it's one thing to look at JPL and see where he falls short as a performer.
Mm-hmm.
But it's another thing to, as a critic, be able to analyze what is going wrong with his performance.
Would you be able to criticize him as a man?
As a man?
Yeah.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Well, what I mean...
the way he looks?
You know who I'm getting mixed up with now is... Who's the other guy?
Okay, let's talk about that, because that's yet another element. You know,
You're talking about Peter...
John Stevens.
John Stevens.
John Stevens.
John Stevens.
Now that's a different contestant.
Yeah. Right. Now, JPL was the tarred guy, but John Stevens was the...
He was the red-haired, soft-voiced...
Mandy.
And to call him a crooner might be a bit of a stretch.
Now, what would you teach your students about that guy?
Well, he brought in several elements. In fact, just the style of singing he had for someone who was, I believe, 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That was interesting, and it would be interesting to look into the historical perspective of sort of the... He comes from that crooner tradition.
Who do you compare him to? Sam Harris?
I don't know. It's difficult, but it ties into another element. Simon's critique of him was that he was just too young. Especially for that type of voice. And that raises the question, what are we looking for in an American Idol?
But it says your final project will be a paper on who should win and why. I'm wondering, is your class timed that you will wrap things up when they get to the 12 finalists, or will your class run all the way through the show?
Well, unfortunately, the semester will end a few weeks before the show does, so we'll have maybe 5 or 6 contestants left.
See, if it was a good class, you wait, and based on the final project, whoever they picked, you should base it on who the winner really is.
Well, yes, that would be ideal, but the university doesn't set its schedule according to my clock.
Now, Doctor, I've got to think that once the word got out to the student body that you're going to have an American Idol class, that you had to have response beyond your dreams. How many thousands of students have you had to turn away?
Well, we actually haven't started registration yet. We'll see how it goes.
When do you... So this is for what, the winter semester?
This is for the spring semester. So our semester will actually start about the same time the season will.
Now, Dr. Grimes, you're a professor of what? You're a professor of...
Professor of music.
You're a music professor.
Yes.
Well, it's a little better than if you were like a sociology professor or something like that.
If I could just brag to you for a second, you know, I was just talking to on our show for 20 minutes.
Yeah,
maybe you've heard of him. is a cat named Brian Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of reclusive.
Yeah.
You know, got the whole Caddyshack thing going. Yeah, I warmed up with him.
Oh, great.
As a music professor...
You don't seem impressed by that.
Well, I'm going to ask him. As a music professor, on the scale of pop icons of our down through the years, where would you rate Brian Wilson, Dr. Grimes?
That's a good question. Pop icon.
Well, no, that's because he's not an icon. Just
based on talent.
Musical performance, the impact.
Songwriters.
The impact of musicians.
As a songwriter, I'd give him an A.
An A.
He's got...
Professor, on the scale of pop icons of our of down through the years, where would you rate Brian Wilson, Dr. Grimes?
That's a good question. Pop icon.
Well, no, that's because he's not an icon. Just
based on talent.
Musical performance, the impact.
Songwriters.
The impact of musicians.
As a songwriter, I'd give him an A.
An A.
He's got some really interesting ideas. Still does. The new album has some really neat things going on in it.
Would you ever consider having a Brian Wilson class?
I don't think so.
Would you ever consider having a Beyonce class?
No. The class isn't as much about American Idol as it's about musical critique. American Idol is just the springboard.
But what if I just wanted to sit and watch Beyonce and Destiny's Child over and over and just critique the video?
You can do that in your own time.
Yeah. Well, I do.
Now, what other courses do you teach at the university?
I teach music history. It's a two-semester sequence for music majors.
Okay.
And music appreciation for non-music majors.
Dennis, how many credits do you get for sitting through this class?
Three.
Three credits, and people without a music major can take this class.
That's right.
Oh boy, they're gonna be knocking your door down. You know that, Dr. Grimes.
Well, I hope so. That's what I'm in the business for, to teach.
Man, you know, the only thing that
I'd like to take the class.
You know, how to properly watch a porno.
That's a different department.
Yeah,
a different department.
which good. No.
Oh, Buzz, get out of here. Which department? All right, listen, Doctor. Thank you for your time. Oh, Mike mentioned this in the beginning. Do you think you're going to be able to get Clay Aiken, who's an alum, to speak?
Or Fantasia Barrino, who also lives in Charlotte?
Well, we're asking them, but, you know, their schedules are quite busy, and it's almost impossible for them to come in. But they're always going to be welcome.
Yeah, I would think, though, I mean, there are not many of the... I don't think you're going to have a lot of American Idol classes around the United States. And if they're from the area and they're in town, I think you might get lucky with that.
Right. Well, it's hard, I know, for Clay in particular to come back on campus. He's a bit of an icon here.
Oh, he's really mobbed.
Yeah.
Are you a Clay maniac?
I'm a fan of him. Let's leave it at that.
Do you like his wispy straw-like hair?
I'm a big fan of that. I wish I had that.
Do you? And what about Fantasia? Let's analyze them both musically. What do you think? Compare Clay to Fantasia. What do you think of both of them?
I'm going to give Fantasia the edge here.
Right.
I think she really has some creativity. The way she sang Summertime last year.
Oh, yeah.
It was on movie night. I thought that was a really unique interpretation.
Dr. Grimes, we've got a treat for you.
Get up here, Rob. I want you to hear a talent now.
Impression.
Okay, all right.
We have a guy on this show, Rob Spiewak, who does an impression of Fantasia Barrino. And the impression, coincidentally enough, is of Fantasia singing Summertime.
So
would you like to hear that?
Yeah, I'd love to hear that.
And could we get a critique after he sings it?
Absolutely.
All right, Rob, go
ahead.
Here we go,
Doctor. Here we are.
Here we go.
Summertime, and the living is easy.
He loves her. What do you think of that, Dr. Griffin?
What say you?
Not very convincing.
Oh, disagree.
Weird for the day.
An F for the day.
It's not a gut glass after all.
It's not easy. Well.
Hey, you might be interested to know, Doctor, that Rob comes from the same academic pedigree as you.
Yes.
That's right. The school, also known affectionately as 13th grade. you're an alum of VCU.
Yes.
I am.
Go Rams, Dr.
Go Rams.
Go Rams.
So is Rob.
VCU, or a fellow VCU. That's the one doing the Fantasia impression.
Yeah. So we're very pleased, and I'm sorry. I'll work on it, and maybe next time.
I love it, Rob.
Absolutely.
All right, Doctor. Thank you for being on our show.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
Okay. See ya. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's the guy who's got the American Idol.
Seacrest.
Out.
Seacrest.
We're getting some kind of interference here.
Seacrest out.
All right.
Seacrest. Out.
All the way out.
When do we get American Idol? January?
Yeah.
I'm excited about that, but I'm not excited about Ryan Seacrest.
And Ryan Seacrest makes me think of Carson Daly.
Mm-hmm.
You will be glad to know that, because Ryan Seacrest is the current Carson Daly.
That's right.
Carson Daly, who had the world by a string, had the world by the short hairs 2 years ago.
Right.
The NBC show, he has been renewed for that. Congratulations on that, Cherry Times. Our show is cleared in markets at better times than his TV show is on.
When's he on?
2:30 in the morning.
2:30.
1:30, but a lot of stations bump him back.
Right.
We love you, Carson.
Also, he's got, have you heard, like, on the hip-hop station, he's got this thing every day, the countdown show.
Right.
That just got canceled.
Oh.
It just got canceled.
Right. That's wild stuff for Carson.
Different Carson. And the news that I found the most disappointing, he had three deals to make a sitcom.
Yeah.
About one sitcom was Carson, based on the character Carson Daly. I mean, that side of him.
Right.
The other one, he was going to be a veterinarian.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, with a bunch of crazy animals.
That's fun.
And then the third one that they ended up dropping the idea, they said was going to be too much like TV's Joey.
that was the one that was called According to Carson.
So
we don't want that
so
one.
So things are not good now for Carson Daly.
So sad for Carson.
Carson Daly.
You're an idiot.
Okay, thanks, Bob. And thanks to that doctor. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why don't we let Jeff Greenfield have a go at it first?
No, let me have a go at it.
Go ahead, Dan.
I wish to say that we all look forward with great pleasure to 4 years of wonderful, inspiring speeches, full of wit, poetry, music, love, and affection. Sounds more goddamn nonsense. The other is that
you can't say that on the air, Mr. Green.
Well, I'm not on the air. I was amused to read that Ross
David. Just let me just go in and check. We are on the air.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
This is Ghetto-licious.
It's the favorite radio program of Charlie M., the Don and Mike Show.
Charlie M., you make me vote for Charlie M.
On tomorrow's episode, Rich Eisen will not be here.
Right.
I just screwed that up. I'm reading the wrong card. On Friday's episode,
Will Rich Eisen be here?
Yes, he will, Mike.
All right.
Talking football from NFL Total Access at NFL.com. Rich Eisen brought to us by Tower Records and Tower.com. No one has a bigger selection of the music and movies you love than Tower.
Wonderful.
Polls are still open everywhere.
Yes.
And let's get another election update.
Time to call the Joe Mobile.
Yep. Joe Ardinger is out in the Ardinger Cruiser.
This is Decision 2004.
Hello from out on the road in America.
Here is Joe Ardinger. Joe is in the swing state of Minnesota. Joe, where are you at in Minnesota?
Minnesota, Don, I'm in Minneapolis, St. Paul. I'm on the bridge.
The Twin Cities.
What bridge are you on?
The bridge between Minneapolis and St. Paul.
Are you standing out there?
No, I'm in Winnebago, Don.
What's the mood up there, Joe?
It's cold up here.
Cold.
Joe, who's the leading candidate right now in Minnesota?
Kerry.
You base that on what?
I'm on my sixth beer.
All right, well, there he is, everybody, with our exclusive coverage. Thank you, Joe, from Minneapolis.
Ardinger out.
Bye. You're an idiot.
Another fine report.
I'd like that.
There he goes.
Yeah. He must have been driving fast.
He's on the bridge between Minneapolis and St. Paul.
That's a good bridge.
Wisconsin and Minnesota are not that far. They're almost like kissing cousins.
Sure.
They're very close.
Moving right along.
He's going north.
Give me a couple seconds, and I think you'd be surprised how far south he goes.
He'll travel very quickly.
I think so. Okay. The erection is today.
Yes.
We've voted. We've all said what we think is going to happen. There are a lot of asinine ways you can predict this. There's astrologers. There's the Redskins thing.
Right.
I like this one. This is from a website. Of course, everything is from a website.
That's right.
Who's got the daughter that most guys want to have sex with?
Okay.
If this is an accurate prediction service, go to, I wrote down the name of the website. It's heavy.com.
Right.
Go to heavy.com. They have an online poll. I think it's been closed now. Here is the deal. It was called the political hoedown. And the winner is, meaning the election, the winner is Carrie because of Alexandra Carey.
Is she the brunette?
She's the one that wore...
Yep.
Here it is, Mike, the see-through dress over at the Cannes Film Festival.
Yipper.
Okay. So she comes in first. She's the hottest.
Uh-huh.
Then you have Barbara Bush. She's the blonde. Barbie Bush is second. Then Jenna Bush is third. Then you have Kate Edwards, and I've got a picture of her here somewhere, Mike. She's the daughter of John Edwards. She's fourth.
You haven't seen a lot of her.
And then, because people are stupid, you have also on this poll Chelsea Clinton, who, of course, has nothing to do with this election.
That's not relevant. Just political daughters, I think.
And you'd be glad to know that Dick Cheney's lesbian daughter, Mary, got a bunch of votes.
Good.
I have to tell you, you have to go to heavy.com. Check out the picture, Mike, of Mary Cheney. Just check it out.
That is not a girl.
Yes, it is.
That is not a girl.
I swear to God, that is Mary Cheney.
If you go to heavy.com, they actually have that same picture on a milk carton. And it says, have you seen this lesbian?
Celebrity that Mary Carey.
Cheney.
Ricky Schroeder.
No, I was going to say Drew Carey.
Drew Carey.
Without the glasses.
She looks a lot like her pop.
And Mary Carey is a porno star from the West Coast.
Is she running for office again?
I don't know, but I remember that they sent us a bunch of her DVDs.
Yeah. That is a funny thing.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, she works for Kick-Ass. Mary Carey does.
And what's the deal with Kick-Ass?
Well, it's great because there's no condoms. Uh-huh. There's all naked sex.
Right.
There is no fake breast. And there's true entertainment value. That's
all
what
right.
you get.
Oh, true entertainment value, Rob.
So go to heavy.com if you want to check that out. According to that, Carey's going to win. Now, here are some numbers that are going to blow you away about how much these dummies have spent since March.
Okay.
Let's run this now on TV ads alone. March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October. Eight months.
Mm-hmm.
John Kerry and the Democrats have spent $250 million.
Wow.
The Bushes and the Republicans have spent $240 million. If you want to compare this to 4 years ago.
Yes, please.
And this is triple what they paid for ads.
Wow.
4 years ago. And it's not because the TV stations are saying we're charging you more.
They're buying more.
Because they're buying more.
And for a longer period of time.
Yeah,
and
lots of money, lots of airtime.
It's the amount of money spent on television is so much more than it was back in Lincoln's time.
Lincoln did. He had one sitting with Matthew Brady.
That's it.
Joe was just sending me an IM. Which one of the girls, which one of the Bush twins is... Did I say the wrong one?
No, I think you got the right one.
Jenna is the blonde, right?
I thought Barbara was the blonde.
I think Barbara... Which did I say?
Don't they switch off?
Jenna is the blonde. You said Barbie was the blonde.
Okay,
right.
Thanks. Oh, and Joe.
Yes.
As long as you're on the
reading from the road.
As long as you're on the telephone, Joe, of course, is out in the swing states. Joe, can you please tell me what's it like in Florida, and where are you in Florida?
I'm at Lake Okeechobee, Don.
Lake Okeechobee. How's the mood down there?
The bass fishing is great as usual down here.
Joe, where is Lake Okeechobee?
Okeechobee.
Where is it?
It's down, I don't know, inland from, say, Daytona Beach or so, somewhere down there.
Uh-huh.
Around Miami-ish.
And Joe, what's the mood? What's the mood in Florida? He's kind of like all over the state. What's the mood in Florida, Joe?
The mood's about 9 beers, Don.
9 beers.
Okay.
Which means Florida, one of the most hotly contested states. Who do you see it going for, Joe?
It's going to Carey.
It's going to Carey.
Polls are up about 85% Carey and 15% for whatever.
All right, there he is, live from Florida in the Ardinger Cruiser. Bye, Joe.
Bye.
Actually, the Ardinger Cruiser, as we've now determined, is amphibious. Since he's in the middle of Lake Okeechobee. Yeah,
bass fishing's great.
Bass fishing and drinking nine beers.
Okay. If not amphibious, certainly, so certainly watertight.
Yes.
To Wisconsin, then to Minnesota, and then to Florida. Who knows?
Yeah.
He'll go next.
Very exciting.
Mike, everybody here voted today. I'm proud of everybody on the show. Everybody voted.
Here's a small thing I'll say real quick. I'm proud of this country.
Yes.
The turnout is going to be what they say it's going to be. I'm proud of everybody that got out there and exercised their right to vote. It's fantastic. It's great that everybody's interested.
And I want to take just a moment to salute a celebrity who went the extra mile. Rubber face funny man Jim Carrey.
Uh-huh.
Now, and I want to do this next year, this thing where you can absentee ballot, where you can vote before, so you don't have to wait in line and junk like this. Okay, Jim Carrey wants to do this. He wanted to do this. He's done this last week.
Mm-hmm.
However, even last week in Los Angeles, there were very long lines at City Hall if you wanted to get your absentee ballot, if you wanted to vote early and all this stuff. So Jim Carrey went there and waited. He waited for 5 minutes. He then decided that it was simply not worth his time to wait, but he wanted to vote. So he called his assistant, and his assistant stood in line for 8 hours.
Whoa!
As Jim Carrey's stand-in in line. Jim Carrey went back home while this gal stood in line. Then, when it was time for Jim Carrey, she said, "Hi, I'm here for Jim Carrey," and rather than say, "Hey, pound sand, the guy isn't here," you know what they said? Get him on the telephone. So they get him on the telephone, he gives his information over the phone. The girl holds his place in line. 8 hours is what the story says.
Only in Hollywood.
I would cut it in half. If they maybe 4 hours. Either way, the girl was in line long enough to order a pizza, a sandwich, have 4 bathroom breaks, and had 7 bottles of Snapple while waiting in line for Jim Carrey to show up. It must be nice.
It must be really nice, and here we are feeling guilty about having Rob sign our pictures.
Not all the pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
He also had the pizza and the Snapples, though, while doing so. Right.
You know what I almost did the other day? There was some form you had to sign. Infinity every day sends us some new thing just to cover their ass.
I know.
Always some Viacom thing, like, just in case you look at porn on the internet, sign this saying that you don't mean anything by it.
Yeah.
Viacom. There was one of these days, and Hughes was waiting around for you, and you weren't here, and I finally said, yeah, you do a perfect job, Rob. Hughes was in the room, and I said, you know, this is really not a big deal. We could just have Rob sign for Mike.
Right.
And you said, that wouldn't really be legal. I need Mike to sign.
I don't know if that's the right idea.
But Rob does a killer signature. As it turns out, did he ever get you to sign that thing?
Yes, I signed it, and Rob does your signature as well.
Yeah, but he does yours even better than mine.
He actually does yours better, because there have been many times. It's funny you bring up the fact that you almost had Rob sign, because we've had many, many great hours when we found those extra checks of yours. Remember when that checking account was a little low? That was all Rob's doing.
We had fun.
A little thin.
This was cash in Atlantic City, New Jersey.
How many years ago did I bounce one check to you?
Well, I didn't mean it that way.
I thought you'd bring it up that one time.
No.
It was one time. How many years ago? Excuse me.
I don't even remember you bounced a check to me. Did you bounce a check to me?
Oh, please.
Really?
Oh, yes, I did.
If you and I seriously, over 20 years, were to go take a... If you and I were to whip out a fine-tooth comb...
Christ, I need a flu shot.
Are you getting sick?
I don't think so, Mike.
You're not getting... Please do not get sick.
I'm strong as an ox. I just want to say, I need a flu shot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think I'm a little more important than some guy with a walker.
Do you know if you and I were to whip out the fine-tooth combs and go back over our financial dealings with each other over the years, it would probably end up being a push.
Yeah.
But a lot of stuff would shake out that I never paid you back and you never paid me back.
Well, that's how it goes when you're buddies. Although, I'll say this, that now we are getting petty enough that the other day when you ordered some food and you said, "Hey, I got no cash," and I gave Joe $20.
When did I pay you back over our financial dealings with each other over the years? It would probably end up being a push.
Yeah.
But a lot of stuff would shake out that I never paid you back and you never paid me back.
Well, that's how it goes when your buddies fly. Although, I'll say this, that now we are getting petty enough that the other day when you ordered some food and you said, hey, I got no cash, and I gave Joe $20.
When did I pay you that 20 back?
The next day.
Yeah, right. See?
And you know what I said? You said, hey, don't I owe you $20? And rather than say, don't worry about it, I said, yes, you do.
Oh, no, but I'll take it from you, too, when you borrow money.
I really need a flu shot.
Yeah. Are you feeling ill?
Yeah, I desperately need a flu shot. You don't want to hear this. I'm a tough, strong American man.
Are you getting something? Are you coming down?
But yeah,
down with something unexpected?
It ain't unexpected. I felt it for a few days. Oh, I'll puff it out. I just
see what it is. You know,
it needs a shot.
You know what this is?
One.
This is the post Brian Wilson, and now all of his immune system is just going. Oh. He's interviewed his idol entire life, and now his immune system goes. Come on in.
No, watch.
That's it. Thanks a lot.
Watch my rapid recovery. I'm fine.
Are you taking vitamin C?
Yes. I'll start as soon as the show's over.
You take a lot of
vitamins.
Take it chewable.
Yes, I do take. I take the whole barrage of vitamins.
Don't worry about that airborne crap, though, because that stuff doesn't work.
Mike, I had one Red Sox story that I hope you have not heard yet.
All right.
Have you heard about Kevin Millar?
Yes.
Okay. Then let me tell everybody else.
Yes, too.
This is too great.
Yeah, this sucks. You know, leave it to that big mouth dink.
Kevin Millar.
To come to taint the victory.
Kevin Millar, who I believe is the first baseman
for the
Red Sox.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And the author, I believe, the author of your favorite saying, Cowboy Up.
So. Here's my man, Kevin Millar.
Uh-huh.
Before Game 6, way back when the Red Sox were playing the Yankees. Very cold, Yankee Stadium is 35 degrees. At least that's the story this guy's telling. And he's telling us in public. He got, and I love the quote here, I got a thing of Jack Daniels.
Uh-huh.
You know, not a bottle, not a quart, not a liter. He's got a thing of Jack Daniels. And he got the whole team together. And according to Kevin Millar, for 10 minutes before the game, they all did shots of Jack Daniels.
Wow.
And the Red Sox won.
Yeah.
So, Game 7 came, the record-setting, history-making game.
Right.
Your Boston Red Sox, because they're superstitious, once again, before they went out on the field, each of them had a shot of Jack Daniels.
And when I read this story, nobody's come up with this counter to this, and I got the line for them from now on, because they're going into this horrible spin right now, where I think Johnny Damon was on Tonight Show, or one of the shows said, hey, we really didn't do that, but, we didn't take shots, we didn't take sips, one guy said they all drank out of a cup. Here's all they need to say. In order to reverse the curse of the Bambino, you act like the Bambino.
That's right.
That's what you have to do.
So then they go to this guy, Kevin Millar, the day after he does this, and they say to him, you know, it's really not the best message to be giving out that you and the Red Sox are drinking Jack Daniels before the game. And here's what Kevin Millar said. I love this. It's just the truth, but I'm really glad we won the World Series in 4 games. Then they say to him, wait a minute. You're telling me that you continued this through the World Series.
Uh-huh.
Kevin Millar, at this point, because he's not the brightest guy in the world.
What did he say?
He says, yes, we all had a shot before game one,
brilliant.
Game two,
brilliant.
Game three.
Brilliant.
And he's very, now here's the quote. I'm glad we beat St. Louis in 4 games because the Jack Daniels shots were starting to kill me.
That's great.
Oh,
that,
my God.
I think that is good. I think you should be happy about that.
I am. It's actually very, very funny. And, for a moment, the paranoid side of me being a Red Sox fan was like, I said to myself, check the record books. Check the rule books. Is it legal or is it a banned substance?
And I think what they should do is, listen, they're on a roll now when the regular season starts.
If it works for the fans, it works for the team.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's funny as hell.
That's cool.
But there are a few guys that are kind of panicking about that, and they're telling them to shut the hell up now.
Loose. A big secret. That's why they won.
So they start the longest winning streak in postseason history.
A little belt before the game.
Fueled by Jack Daniels.
Lesson for the kids.
It is election day. Let's go now. Let me dial the special long-distance number to the Ardinger Cruiser.
Can't have gone far since we last talked to him.
He was in Florida.
Somewhere in America.
Here he is, everybody. Joe Ardinger of the Ardinger Mobile. Joe is now in the swing state of Ohio. Wow. Joe, where are you at in Ohio?
I'm in Cincinnati, Don.
And what do you like best about Cincinnati, Joe?
WKRP, Don.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you. Good day.
There he goes. User. Again, that's kind of like Eau Claire.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. He's clever.
He's got the
WKRP.
Answer.
WKRP. Funny boy.
There he is. Our man, it's Joe Arden. Listen, time for you to call right now for the phone scam.
Have a shot before you call.
No. Well, a lot of them do, Mike.
Only one.
877-365-3636. That's the number from anywhere in America. From Canada, your number is 800-636-1067 in D.C. On WJFK, you can call us at 202-432-1067. We take calls that are not screened. The random rotating phone scan by straight ahead. So call right now, you animals,
this
okay?
Is the Don and Mike Show.
See, that's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 grand. Yeah, right, I'm sure.
The Don and Mike Show. They occasionally breathe the rarefied air of buzzdom. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Every once in a while, we... I was a little tape of some of the polling going on today.
Yes.
You know, that get off my leg tape. Look at all the spooge on that.
You know what? How old is that?
Look
oh,
at,
that is gross.
This has got like
what is
something that,
that
was spilled
that
or thrown up on it.
There was a strawberry fight in the air studio many years ago, and that caught a lot of strawberries.
And nobody decided to maybe run a damn cloth over it.
I don't think
hey,
it would do any good.
On it.
I don't think it would do any good.
How many years ago?
So don't, let's not mince words.
That's got strawberry.
There it is. Get off my leg, get off my leg.
She really loses at the end.
The good thing about the strawberries, though, is they're no longer sticky.
Yeah.
They're just dirty.
Phone to scan, 877-365-3636 on this erection day. Here we go with your live on-screen calls. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Phone scan.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Mike, I just want to let you know, don't let that paint our Red Sox, because 50% of the PGA take the Valium before they play every round of golf.
Yeah, okay, well, that's fine.
Something to tell you, don't worry, because the Red Sox drink before the game.
He said, I just got it, he said that don't worry because that the Red Sox take a shot before the game because 50% of the PGA players take a Valium before they play a round of golf. That can't be true.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Wouldn't they need a pick-me-up? I mean,
no.
Golf is mellow enough already.
Oh, no. You do. If it was really competitive, I would think
mellow out.
A Valium would help.
It's all about
I know. I didn't take anything when I won my championship.
Only afterwards.
At your rich guy country club. Yeah, but I give you your props on that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hello,
thank
Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Don.
You took no Valium before you won that golf tournament.
No, I did not. And but the most important thing is not to take any medicine the night before you play a round of golf. That's my advice to all the other golfers around the country that might be playing in their home course championship. I would tell them the night before, try not to adhere to your normal lifestyle, which I didn't. I was to bed early. And I was bright-eyed and bushy-tailed when I got up from my match.
All of you are privileged like Mike and belong to
now,
a golf club.
See, you're doing that. You're taking one of the best thrills of my life. Yes, it's a very expensive country club, but they're very good golfers, and I am very proud to have played the best golf in my life.
Sure.
I'm very, very pleased.
I don't mention
you belong to a rich guy's country club.
No, not like you.
Yeah.
No, listen, I'm... As far as golf courses that we belong to,
the one
that I belong to, it's like a Subaru, okay? The one that you belong to, come on. At least you don't drive up like Donnie Simpson in his red Ferrari.
No, I
that,
don't.
That doesn't have, that has the clear thing over the engine, right?
Well, the one way I look at it really, though, it is probably one of the toughest golf courses around the area, too. So I'm pretty pretty excited about it. We're proud of it. I really am.
But congratulations on the Red Sox, Mike.
Okay.
hello there. Don and Mike show. I know, and I was up Brian Wilson's, you know, bung today.
We all have our things.
Yeah.
The difference between me and you is I don't diminish yours.
The course.
Oh. No, never. You never do.
Is the reason the course is so tough is that the traps are filled with gold dust?
Sit down. I don't need any help from you, Charlie M. Get your ass over into your seat. Sit next to your sandwiches and shut up. Hello. Don and Mike show. This is the phone scam. It's our election day coverage. You're on the air. Hello.
I voted, but I didn't get a sticker.
Damn.
You know, I got one here. A lot of people are upset about that.
I got one here for it. Joe gave me his.
Who'd you vote for, dude?
I voted for Kerry. This is my first time to vote because last election I was too young.
Mm-hmm.
But this time I voted because I'm going to the Marine.
Right, right.
I do not want to go to Iraq.
Hey, there you go.
Good, good luck.
That is, you want an instant exit poll?
Yep.
There you go, right there.
Uh-huh.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Listen, my friend, from your mouth to God's ears.
Yeah. Really amazing.
Because I still think tomorrow morning we're going to wake up. Hi, I'm Katie Couric. I'm Matt Lauer. Lawsuits back and forth. Who is the president?
And a lot of people are saying that might happen.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don?
Yes.
Hey, sing along with me, brother. She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409.
See, I don't know if you're mocking me.
I think he is.
409.
Hey, listen to me. Your mom is a big sloppy whore.
Oh, well.
Your mom is a big sloppy whore.
Now, what if he...
Now, what if he wasn't mocking
you?
You guys told me he was mocking
you. He did. I didn't say anything.
I still think he is.
Are you mocking?
Hey, we're talking about the drag racing era.
Hey, listen, hold on. Are you mocking or are you serious?
I love Brian Wilson, man. I think Brian Wilson is the bombs of, you know...
Buzz, you ignorant slut.
Yeah. I tell you, I love Brian Wilson. I'd love to get him out for a round of golf at Bushwood.
Mike? I'm sorry I ever said anything about you, Rich Guy Country Club.
You said it again.
Oh,
I do. The Rich time, Guy Country Club.
I swear to God, that time I didn't mean it.
Right.
I didn't mean it.
It's not like, you know, and yes, mine is a really, really nice one. But
I didn't
mean
it. It ain't like you're catching in food stamps to join yours either.
Okay.
And I'm even worse because I don't play golf.
You did for like a half an hour. I don't know what to tell people because that's the number one question I get. Don play golf, and I don't know what to tell him anymore.
Until
you took the summer off, correct?
Until I was hit by the car.
Yes. It changed everything.
Okay, there you go.
He saw the light.
Don't give me a hard time.
That's funny.
Don't give me a hard time when I say Rich Guy.
Will you ever do it again?
I don't
know. You took a lesson or two, and then you kind of faded away.
I liked it. And then I got hit by the car.
We even played once at your place.
I know we did.
But then this summer, how many rounds this summer? Any?
Zero. Not one.
Do you see yourself going back to it?
I got to. I'm paying to go there, so yeah, I've got to. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey guys, Barbara Bush here. I'm mad. I am mad. I tried to get my son in the White House for a second term, and I couldn't. So what?
All right, thank you. Judy Garland checking in.
Wonderful.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going? I think I want to teach a class on the interacting abilities of Kiefer Sutherland in 24. That would make a great college.
Thank you. Jerry Seinfeld checking in. Boy, I'm just counting down the moments now until I can get home and watch Big Sweaty Tim Russert tonight.
We're excited.
That's, all night.
You know, I was asking Rob because I really don't know the go-to network. Rob and I were talking about that, and then we were having the discussion, and NBC will win my vote tonight because they went with the ice rink. I've given them the ice rink. Are they going to color in the ice rink?
Yes, they are.
And they're going to turn...
Oh, how can you go anywhere else?
They're going to turn the Rockefeller Center Tower, whatever the GE building is, into a big bar graph.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah, and watch really, Tim Russert wipe.
They're really... Well, wipe his slate.
Yeah, his white board.
His love.
And his report.
What they are doing is they are turning this into as much as a Super Bowl-type coverage as they can.
I'm with
this morning, I'm watching the Fox News Channel because I'm just waiting for something that's going to make me mad.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, that's why I watch Fox News.
And as it turns out, they had something that made me laugh. They had a guy on, seriously, a guy who spoke like this. I'm not affecting the lift.
Right.
Anyway, the guy's a party planner. And he said, now, a lot of people are going to look at this election like the Super Bowl. So what you want to do is Which one did you get your bunting out in your house? And you've got your red cookies, and you've got your blue cookies, and over here you've got... He had, like, little pieces of celery that had junk on them. Some looks like Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, that's great.
And over here on the cocktail napkins, you see everybody, you check if you want... carry your bush, and you turn the whole election into a real fun Super Bowl-type atmosphere.
Super!
NBC is turning their whole broadcast into the front page of USA Today.
I will be watching CBS because this all goes hand-in-hand. Oh, not because we work here.
Oh. This is the greatest company.
Oh, no, shut up. It's the worst. But why I'm going to watch CBS is because I believe in my heart of hearts that it's not going to be decided tonight and that Dan Rather is going to wig out tonight. That,
oh, man.
That Dan Rather is going to... Because if you remember back in 2000 when they
a dilemma I have now.
When they all screwed up Florida, in my humble opinion, the anchor that went the squirreliest 4 years ago...
Unquestionably.
...was Dan Rather because he's got this thing about, you know, we're the network, so we've got to tell you the truth, and how could we possibly have lied to you, and how we got it wrong, and I mean, he would not let it go.
And after that whole, you know, George Bush National Guard thing, he's on the edge anyway.
Right? So, listen, if you want the best drama, you know, that, I'm saying... Watch CBS, because there's a good chance Dan Rather will wig out.
And Dan Rather is also kind of connected. He's kind of the last connection to old school.
Isn't he, like, really, as much of a doofus as he is, isn't he the closest thing we have to Walter Cronkite?
He is, sadly. He's kind of the guy... Now I'm confused. Do I go with the ice rink, or do I go with the
picture in picture? Let me just say this to you as well. On NBC, if you believe anything about, like, the history of broadcasting, this is Brokaw's last time.
Yeah.
So you,
I'll go. All right, that's
back
what
and forth or picture in picture.
How about is our buddy Bob Schieffer going to be pitching in at CBS?
You know what?
They use everybody. Yeah. They'll pull them all out.
I love Schieffer too. I'm going to be going between NBC and
also
NBC.
I'm going to call you, Don, the very minute Peter Jennings rolls his sleeves up.
Well, that's a Canadian result.
You know, I don't watch that channel because he's Canadian.
I know.
Hello, Don and Mike.
He may attack.
Hello. Hello, phone scan.
Dr. Neil Clark Warren here, Don and Mike.
Most people give you a picture and a paragraph.
He decided he was going to vote for him. He asked all the kids he was touching today.
Oh!
Not a chance. That hasn't been proven.
He said, who do you like, little girl, Bush, Gary? Okay, that's nice.
Oh, yeah, come on. That's his real voice. It's like this. Dr. Neil Clark Warren.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi, phone scan. Hi there.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing very well, thanks.
What is going on? Who's screaming in the background there?
That was my kid. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all right. What can we do for you?
Hey, I got something to tell you, Don, that I wanted to tell you for a year now, but finally I got through. I was at a club here in town, Harrisonburg, Virginia, and someone mentioned Sexy Voices on the phone, and they mentioned Frida. And I was like, yes, Frida does have a... I just walked into the conversation. I said, yes, Frida does.
And can I tell you something? Thank you for saying that, Vermont. You have a sexy voice, too.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you, your voice... Hang up on that guy. That guy sounded like that goober accent, like Jake DeLome, the quarterback of your Carolina Panthers. My kid brought me back the funniest gift. He had to go back to college today. He had that little mini break at the Bilo down in South Carolina, which is the equivalent, I guess, of like the cheapest possible store in the world.
Okay.
Makes Kmart look great.
Mm-hmm.
He called me up before he came back home, and he said, hey, Dad, do you want some Jake's Flakes? And I said, what is Jake's Flakes? And he said, like, remember when Doug Flutie was popular? They had Flutie Flakes?
Flutie Flakes, right.
Okay, well, they have Jake's Flakes. And Carolina went to the Super Bowl last year, so it was a good idea. Bart said now they're selling 5 boxes for 99 cents.
Yes.
With all the proceeds going to charity.
Jake's Flakes.
So at my house, I've got like 3 boxes of awful,
have
awful...
Have you sampled the Jake's Flakes?
Yes.
And stale and nasty? Not fresh.
It tastes like the flakes maybe came from his scalp. Or maybe from, like, his jock area.
These are delicious.
From scratching.
Hey, do they still have the marshmallows that taste like moonshine?
Yeah!
Hello, Todd and Mike.
Chime.
Jake's Flakes. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, you are on the air. We're doing great.
I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
You guys still running the Who's Gonna Die Next Deadpool, Celebrity Pool?
No, that was years ago. I have a question for you.
Oh,
why is your radio up so loud?
My son was listening to it. The one that's in my, you know, he's in my fantasy football.
Can you turn it up a little bit?
No, it's done now.
Oh, no, you turn it up because I have a... Well, never mind. Just turn it up. I'll have a message for your son.
Oh, no, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
See, He'll turn it up. He won't be able to stop himself. Hey, little boy, your daddy's a moron.
He will live with that forever.
Daddy equals idiot. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, I just want to tell y'all, you're great.
Wouldn't it be great? You know what would be great? Wouldn't it be great, like, if it was really, like, an impressionable kid just learning the language, who, like, heard it and then turned and went, like, one of his real first coherent went, Daddy
well,
equals...
That man says you're a moron.
Daddy equals idiot.
Carry that with him. You must be, and I will feel that way forever.
Hello. I'm sorry, what can we do for you? What can we do for you?
I heard your mouth open, sir.
Hello, Mike.
You were almost going to say something.
You're on the
air.
I
was just listening to you all and telling you that you're
yes,
great. I'm
going to
from work just so I could listen to you longer.
Oh, well, very nice.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
But did you vote today?
He's gone.
Okay.
He was a great communicator.
He moved farther away from the poll.
He moved further away so he could listen to the show longer.
In his car.
But why not just buy a radio at home? You could listen to the show as long as you want.
There's a TV there.
It would be easy.
Hello, Don and Mike.
That's easy. Hello.
Hello.
Not the guy with the radio up real loud. Hi, you're on the air.
Question for you.
Turn your radio down, please.
Welcome to the part of the show that we call Please Try Our Patience. Please try our wonderful patience.
Is your radio turned down, sir?
Mine is, yes.
You will love our honey-dipped patience.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes,
quite well.
Now that you've turned the radio down, which was up at the beginning of the call, how may we serve you, brother?
Well, I had a couple questions for you.
Well, you did, and you have to. All right, that's what I'm
ready to answer. That.
My first question is.
Excuse me, can I interrupt?
Sure, go ahead.
Are you trouble?
Yes, I am.
You're going to be trouble?
Yes. No, trouble. No. Troubled, but not trouble.
Oh, you're trouble.
Welcome, troubled.
Your questions. Just before you proceed.
Yes.
Your questions. Mm-hmm. Is there an outside chance that they will anger us?
Not collectively.
Just one of us.
Oh, divide and conquer.
okay. Enjoy. Well, then we'll let you proceed.
Enjoy some crispy fried patience with your choice of dipping sauces.
Go ahead.
Well, thank you.
Ask your question. Yes,
my first question.
Go right ahead. First question.
The Red Sox.
Okay. Thank you.
See you. Hi, Don and Mike.
Thank you, Don.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hi there.
How you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Hi, Bert.
Hi.
Hey, we're doing great. We're hanging up on half the people that call. That's a good phone scan. What can we do for you?
Hey, will there be a link on your website to Mike's Look Around Cafe?
Yes, there will.
All right.
Thanks. Look Around Cafe.
That's exactly what I said.
Oh, what kind of friend of mine? Of course there'll be a link there.
Yeah. But that was my reaction when Don said that to me. He said, we're going to link it to the restaurant. I went, all right.
It'll be the
link. And I pumped my fist up in the air.
It'll be the link, I promise, right below the link to joeartinger.com.
Funny.
Hello. Don Mike. Hello.
Your surrogate son's in the back right now, clapping the way he always does by simply placing his palm on his forehead.
Hello. This is a phone scan.
Hello.
Yes, we're two disc jockeys. You're calling our show, and you're on the air right now.
Happy Tuesday.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, you guys were talking about doofuses a little while ago on the reporters on the news, and you guys need to get another sound bite from George W. that goes along with your other one. It says, you've misunderestimated us.
Yes.
All right, we'll get that.
That's an old one.
We'll get that one.
We'll get on that one.
And, you know, this big old dyke from the West Coast also thinks that Frida's voice is the hottest on the radio. I'll tell you, I've got a total thing going with Frida. And if you ever leave her, man, I'm all over it.
There you go.
All right. That's good to know. If I ever leave my wife, that you're all over it.
All right, for Frida.
Thank you, ma'am.
If or when. Thank you, my lesbian friend.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, see you later.
And
one more point. Yeah, what?
Yeah. Yesterday you guys were talking about what kind of tunes you have on your phone, and for this big old dyke, it's YMCA.
That's right.
All right, thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, that'll do it. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too. Right.
Thanks, my lady.
Bye-bye.
Right, that was my favorite call.
She's great. Hello. This is the Don and Mike show. You're on the air. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. Two quick things, real quick, obviously. First is Rob. Gigantic oozing yeast. Sorry, that man. He's horrible.
Didn't we interview you a little while ago?
I think we did, Brian. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Mike Landis, Morris Jones in 2004, both today.
Wow. Good to hear from you.
You're on permanent probation. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hi there. You're on the air for California. On the air for the phone scan from California.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Thanks, Brian Wilson. Thank you, Don, for having him on.
I love having him on. What can we do for you?
My business is named Good Vibrations.
Okay, there goes the plug.
Hi, Don and Mike show. I'm sure he was going to say something sweet like named that because of the way he felt about Brian.
Sure. Well, absolutely. The fact that he sells vibrators.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don, Mike, listen up.
Only you would think that would be a good name for a vibrator shop, but you and Bill O'Reilly.
Like it's a bad name?
I think it's a great name, man. I think it's the best name of all time.
Do you think so, Bill?
I really do. And, you know, just frankly, I'm glad this thing has gone away.
Yeah.
What, the vibrator thing?
The whole thing. You can call the vibrator thing. I call the thing of which we do not speak.
Hello? I'm sorry. What can we do for you?
Yeah, if Kerry doesn't get elected, I'm just going to go ahead and kill myself.
If that's
the case, let me say, just please wait until our show tomorrow.
Yeah.
If you're really going to kill yourself, if Kerry loses, call tomorrow.
No, don't take your life. Stick around for the investigation.
Do it live on the air. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Guys, great interview with Brian Wilson. I know it's been said, but I'll say it again.
Okay, thank you.
Question. Loyal listener from Toronto listening at a WBUF.
In Buffalo, right on. Oh.
What's the deal with the hatred for the Canucks?
Okay, seriously, first off, turn down your radio.
Done deal.
Okay. Second. Okay, McFly?
Be nice, guys.
Listen,
I'm being as nice as I can.
All right.
Do you get the freaking joke? You freaking stupid Canadian. We really don't hate your stupid freaking country. We only hate the stupid freaking people that call and say, hey, what's the problem with Canada, man?
Yeah, we don't hate Canadians or Canada at all.
But we hate you.
We make a joke.
Oh, lovely. That's great. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye, friend.
There you go. 74% of the Canadian population lives within 6 miles of the border.
Hello.
Don and Mike show, hello.
Poised.
Hi, good afternoon, Don and Mike.
Hi, you're on the air. Hold on a second there, lady. I should say to that guy, we treat our American callers exactly the same.
Just
like,
as badly.
For instance, when we chat about some of our favorite cities, Sacramento or Wichita,
Yeah. We
always get the obligatory moron that calls and goes, you know, I don't get it. Wichita's a good place.
Why do you have a problem with it? You never know when it's going to go bad or good. Take this call, for example.
Like, it's going to be all good. What can we do for you, Lynn?
Hello. I just wanted to call because of the people calling in about the sexy voices, and I just wanted to say that I think the sexiest sound in the world is when Buzz chuckles.
Do you really?
Yes, absolutely. If you put on your combination of Buzz chuckling, I would pay you.
Now he's doing it, and he worked it up for you.
The interference there.
He worked it up for you.
Guys, let's just isolate that. Let's just,
great
let's just turn everything else off, and you just
go ahead
and chuckle for a second, Buzz.
Yeah, I love to chuckle from a lady.
Just Buzz by himself.
That is funny. Oh, wow.
I'm spent.
Gee, Rice.
That is great.
You know, I hesitate to say this. We definitely have a segment to go to next, but let's just stick with the phone scan for one more break. One more break today. Things
great.
Seem to be going okay. Buzz, what would you think about extending the phone scan one more break?
That would be great.
Come on, what would you think?
I think that would be great. Come on, let's do it, yeah. I'm all for that. It would make me chuckle more.
Boom! Oh, we gotta turn the microphones off again.
Jesus.
You can't hear us laughing. We're busting a gut.
Yeah, with I need a Pepsi AC.
Buzz is by himself there. And there you go again with the laughing, Buzz.
He's so funny.
He's so funny.
guys make me chuckle all day. And it pleases my lady, so why not chuckle? Be happy, enjoy life. Chuckle. I know I do. Every day, every chance I get. Oh, man. Life's funny, ain't it?
It's killing us in a good way.
I'm going to have an aneurysm.
An aneurysm.
Oh, my
Chevrolet.
God.
All right, we'll continue with these. Hello there. These phone calls. Hi there, friends. How are you anyway? Your calls will continue here.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Take a call. Cape California. Hello.
Hi, Larry.
Hi.
Don Imus. How you doing today? Love your radio show. Can you tell me what happened to Don and Mike and New York City? If they're not on live anymore?
Are they back on? They were taken off for a while. Are they on or not on the air in New York, Don?
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know whether they're on or not.
Well, Don and Mike are on. They're on in Washington, right? Don and Mike.
I think that's where they originated from, yeah.
Yeah. Las Vegas, hello.
The Don and Mike Show.
I don't know.
They paint the whatnot, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And I'm on today, my man, Brian Wilson. Actually, that's Mike Love. He's just singing a Brian Wilson tune.
Right.
We'll continue with your calls here in just a second. It's too early to say that the polls even here on the East Coast don't close for what, Buzz? An hour
and 12 minutes, something
hour
like that.
Hour and 12 minutes, yeah. Right. So, can anybody, like, giving any hints or anything?
You mean like the real people?
Yeah.
You mean there's anybody, they can't do it until 7 o'clock? I've been watching The Wire.
I know
and
they
CNN
can't, but isn't anybody like saying like anything even about...
I heard today...
The dumb exit polls or anything?
Yeah, I heard today they might have an idea by mid-morning which direction things are going to go.
I'll tell you what channel I was watching today here in D.C. I was watching Channel 9.
Right.
Okay, and I saw Lane Closure's mom.
Okay.
Jan Fox.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So... Anyway, she's in front of Jan Fox. You're really great and a beautiful lady, a nice reporter. Mm-hmm. But really, honey, lose the perm. I mean, just straighten out your hair and you know, you're a good looking woman.
That's right. Call her and tell her that.
So she's in front of a polling place and she says, and you know what's right here? And she holds up this box. She says, these are the exit polls. And she opens up the box and looks and she says, I could give you an idea right now of who's winning, according to these polls.
Mm-hmm.
And then she looks at the camera like, ha!
But I won't.
And puts it back down on the ground.
Wow.
I was just wondering if anybody had slipped at all.
Have you ever been exit polled in your life?
You know me, Mike. That's an exit, not an entrance.
I understand.
And the answer is, that's where the Catholic in me comes up. But no.
Right.
No.
I never have either. I've never even seen them doing it.
Before we get back to your calls,
you don't want to see it.
Let's continue to cover the swing states. Joe Ardinger, as we speak, is driving around the country in the swing states in the Ardinger Cruiser.
Yeah.
Dial that special long-distance number, and we'll get right back to your calls and find out what state.
Greetings from somewhere in America.
Here is Joe Ardinger in the Ardinger Mobile. Joe checking now in from a state that could have an awful lot to do with this election.
Huh.
The state of Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah.
Joe, where are you in Pennsylvania?
I'm in Pottstown.
Nice place.
All right, never mind.
Hell, you hit a home run with that one.
Bye-bye. Right.
I was guessing. I was guessing Punxsutawney.
Of course, he would be in
Pottstown.
Pottstown.
It's usually where he stays in Pennsylvania.
phone scan continues.
All right.
Because it's the election day, and we're loose, and we're goofy.
It's a little like kind of a Super Bowl. Everybody's real excited about this.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Phone scan continues. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes, hi.
Hi. All of us hardcore fans are wondering when Larry from the Block is going to come back.
Oh, you mean the Larry
from the corner?
Larry from the corner, not from
the... Oh, Larry Williams.
I'm Larry.
Yes.
Now, hold on. Which Larry do you mean? Do you mean Larry the D-Man?
The one who likes a boy.
Oh, that Larry. Okay, we got that
Larry. I'm Larry.
That Larry.
That Larry.
There he is right there.
I'm Larry of the corner.
That Larry.
There he is. Go and talk to him, for God's sakes. He's here.
So, Larry, what's your favorite thing to do?
Hello.
I mean, hi.
You've got to engage him in some conversation.
Yes.
So, Larry, what are you doing right now?
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
I think he's looking for one particular statement.
What's your favorite thing to do?
Oh, God. Why don't you just say, is this Larry?
Come on here, fellas. Is this Larry?
Yes.
Great.
Do you have another question for Larry?
I can't remember the cue question to get the thing to
what's
where
his favorite thing
forward.
To do?
What's his favorite thing to do?
I'm lying in bed.
Who do you like to lie in bed with?
Oh, boy.
There thank you, is. God.
This guy
I
on
missed
the,
that.
This guy on the phone. Think there's a chance he's touched?
Probably, yes.
I think so. Untouched.
Think he might be retarded?
No contest.
Larry. And finally, if you could meet him, what would you say to him, Larry?
And I'll beat you.
I will beat you. Uh-huh. Anything else?
You were not born. You were made in a toy factory.
There it is.
Yeah, it's, we gave it all to you.
I love you.
Thank you.
You guys are the best.
Okay.
Come on. Forget it.
Get out of here. You idiot. Get out of here.
This universe has been around a long time, and it's going to be around a long time. And I'm here for a blip of it.
Hello. A blip of it. Not in my show.
Not in my? Radio
I like the climate. I like the people. I like the entertainment world.
What can we do for you?
After much deliberation and several shots of Jack Daniels, I just voted for Jesse Jackson.
Thank you. You can actually write people in.
Hello, right. Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don, Mike, Buzz.
Yes, we are. Hi.
Thank you. I just want to say thank you for making my drive home easier.
Oh, that's very nice.
That's
thank
nice.
You.
That is nice.
Did you vote today?
No, I haven't yet. I'm on my way home right now.
You do it, really? Who are you going to vote for?
For Kerry, of course.
All right, now, okay. I hope you guys are not just saying that because we're for Kerry.
Yeah,
I mean,
go vote.
Although it's fine with me.
Sure.
If everybody in the world votes for Kerry.
No, we also like spirited debate.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Phone scan.
Out of Gondary.
What?
Out of Gondary. This is Mike from Toronto calling. I have an update on the invasion for...
All right. Hi there, Don and Mike show. Hello, phone scan.
Yeah, Don, Mike, and Buzz.
Yes.
Pete Jennings calling.
Pete, how are you?
Hey, Pete, what's happening, PJ?
Just appreciate if you'd refrain from having Buzz chuckle. I've probably got to roll up my sleeves early today.
Okay, thank you.
Pete Jennings calling.
He's...
That's a funny Canadian caller.
Yeah,
okay.
Very good.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
It can happen.
Hello, Doc. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Hello, you're on the air, sir.
John, please to be sending me a copy of the O'Reilly Factor for Kids.
What was he doing? Was he doing O'Reilly?
I don't know. What was he doing?
He was doing like a bratty little kid.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh.
Yes, hello.
Oh, hey, hello there.
Hey, you're an idiot.
Is everybody goofy because of the election? Is that
yes.
what it is?
Hello, Don and Mike show. Phone scan.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How you doing?
We're doing okay.
Good. I just wanted to compliment Mike on his great impression of Ray Romano last week.
Oh, thank you.
I thought it made him sound just as stupid as I think he is.
Thank you very much. And no higher compliment could be paid to me.
Sure. Hello, Don and Mike show. Phones again.
Hello, happy election day.
Hello. Gladys.
The cooler. Gladys. The cooler. F it. The cooler.
Congratulations,
it's all over. The phone scan is over.
The phone scan is over.
The cooler is
over. You've ruined it.
Gladys.
I don't ruin anything.
Gladys, listen. Today was the day.
She's ruined.
She called.
The other guy's going to win now.
She called.
I am as certain of it as anything.
Mike, I wasn't even talking about the election.
I am.
I'm talking about this. I'm talking about this segment on the show.
No, this is the. No, you have no idea her powers. this is not just the segment on the show.
Hey,
listen, everybody.
My powers.
Hold
I believe.
Watch this. Watch this. Who did you vote for, Gladys?
Well, of course you know who I voted for.
Who?
Morrison. It's a landslide.
Yeah.
Listen here.
Okay.
Here is the deal.
I wanted the Red Sox to win. I really did.
Mm-hmm. Here is the deal with Gladys Kravitz, who we've had to put on double secret.
If you had called. During the Red Sox?
And did I?
If you did, I would have flown to where you are and I would have killed you.
That's Wichita, Mike. She lives in Wichita.
I did not call.
I know you didn't.
Kravitz. So,
I
Kravitz.
Did that for you, Mike, because I love you.
Kravitz!
Mike!
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, yeah. Don't like to yell at me.
Damn right. When were you supposed to call next? When was your...
Halloween!
Was she really allowed a call?
Yeah.
Anybody know?
I think so. No, she wasn't.
Really?
She was only
Pick
allowed
up
to...
for me, Buzz.
She was
Not
only
anymore,
allowed
Gladys.
To call next year.
No, Buzz.
And now I'm considering never.
No, you've lost me. You've lost me, Gladys.
I'm with you.
I propose...
She's the cooler.
I propose...
I'm already married, Rob.
I propose a permanent death to her call.
I agree.
Oh, you guys.
The end of the road.
Couldn't live without.
Second.
No, you know
no,
what?
No, no.
I've got to stand up. I've got to take the foot off her neck. I will spare her life.
Oh, thank you,
Don. She's the ultimate cooler. I mean, she is the William Mason.
I love that movie. Oh, I love that movie.
Of course, it's like looking in a mirror, isn't it? And you know what you've done? The longer that you're on the phone with us, the more we're losing. The more that the house is winning.
I feel sick to my stomach.
So we got to let you go now because you're the cooler.
You know, suddenly there's no humidity left in the room.
All right, bye.
All right,
you take care, SpongeBob.
Bye.
SquarePants, bye.
Bye. SquarePants, bye.
Bye.
You're feeling particularly obnoxious tonight, aren't you?
Oh, God. I bet you know what? You'll be gobbling tonight.
That is Gladys Kravitz, the something gobbler.
Gladys Potter.
Gladys Potter.
Because that was her maiden name when she was at...
in the Air Force.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Hello, Don and Mike. Sure. She's the cooler.
She's the cooler.
Mike thought she was the cooler for the election. I thought she was just the cooler for the fact that we decided...
I hope I'm wrong.
...to take an extra break for the phone scam, which you normally don't do. Let's see. Let's see if the calls still maintain the same...
Yeah, let's see.
...pseudo-high quality that they have
today. Yeah, I'm pretty optimistic.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yes.
You?
Hi there.
This is horrendous timing. I voted for Bush.
Listen, dude, that's all right. You can make a mistake.
That's right.
Listen. Did you catch in the beginning of the phone scam a guy who said he voted for Kerry because he joined the Marines, but he doesn't want to go to Iraq?
Right.
Yes, we heard that.
Isn't that kind of like joining the fire department and not wanting to go to a fire? It's real.
No, depends on who the chief is.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you ever served in the military?
Sir? Yes, I have. I was in 1st the 05, 82nd Airborne, and 1st the 15th in
Mexico. Get off your ass and go join up and get back over there and get back to me.
45 now. Hey, listen, one other real quick thing. I've been wanting to ask for years.
Yeah, one other thing. What is it?
I may have played...
Yeah, okay. Bye-bye. See you later. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, gentlemen, how are you today?
Yeah, I said, hold on, I said we weren't going to die. I said that to myself before the show today. Anybody that votes for Bush is, you know, okay, they're stupid, but it's okay.
Free country.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. You're allowed to call the show and say
that
you voted
for Bush.
It
doesn't surprise me we got that call after Gladys.
Hello, Mike, cooler.
I see that now.
Hello.
Hey, gentlemen, how are you today?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I got a question about Lisa Joyner. You got an update on her? What's she up to?
Lisa Joyner, do I have an upgrade on her?
Update.
Well, I thought you said upgrade. I was going to say, well, if we're going to upgrade her first, I'd say.
The answer, I can answer that. No, Dom wouldn't have an upgrade. He would have if, you know, in the event that Gladys hadn't called. But Dom probably hasn't tracked her.
Now, Mike, hold on. We are not sure that Gladys has cooled off this segment yet.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Mike, I hate it when I have to be the optimistic one.
I know, but, you know, and that only happens once in a while, and it's because
the cooler.
The cooler is half full.
Hello, Don and Mike show. The ice box.
Come on, bring it on. What do you got for us?
Don and Mike.
Yes, we are.
Hi there. We're ready to believe you.
Hi there.
Radio God.
Yes, again, one of our many names. What can we do for you?
Thank you.
Como está frijole?
Don't speak the language.
How you been?
Oh, bean. I got bean. The bean part.
Frijole bean.
Yeah. Frijole bean. Very clever.
Okay, the cooler.
That was
cooler.
A cooler. Very funny in the Hispanic community.
Not just the cooler, but a cooler full of dry ice.
Hello. Don Mike show.
Very dry.
Hello.
Yeah.
You know, maybe, Mike, maybe you're
there's
right.
There's no question.
Don and Mike, hello.
Every now and then, we're
how you doing, Don?
I want to explain
how you doing,
something.
Mike? How you doing, Bud?
All right, hold on a second.
Hold on, please, my friend.
We were, you will admit. We were rocking through that. We were having just about as much fun. Between the last one and this one, we were going, and ka-boom.
Well,
you know why? Because she felt it. She felt the joy,
right?
And she wanted to put a blanket on it.
Like a runaway train hitting Union Station.
Right.
It was that sudden.
But let's agree, just the segment, not the election.
I don't
come on.
Hello, Don and Mike show. She's not that cool.
How are you?
Hello, you're on the air.
Can you be cold?
What can we do for you? What can we do for you?
Look, I'm sorry. Can you guys hear me?
No, I'm sorry. We cannot.
Bad connection.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Where's now?
This is the phone scan.
This is the post-Gladys segment of the phone scan.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Hello. Hi there.
Yeah, go ahead.
How are you? This is David from Woodbridge.
Yes, David. What can we do for you?
Let's send the cooler a bottle of the absinthe and get her calmed down. And I was wondering about the progress on Rob's hair and beard. How's that coming in?
Rob's hair actually
It looks like it's in a holding pattern right now, but it's gotten a little shaggy.
Yeah, it has, and I'm hating it, and I'm allowed to trim my beard, so my beard's...
Right.
Yeah, but his hair is coming out at all different angles. You're not seeing it as well because he's had the headphone effect today. Every time, like now, when he puts the headphones on...
What's really bad...
It mashes the hair down a little bit.
What's really bad is...
How is Mrs. Fiewek being about your beard?
Why don't you call her and ask her?
Hey, you know what? Hold on. This guy might be the anti-Gladys.
Yeah, he is.
This guy could be the warmer. I mean, I don't know what you would call him.
He's warming up the pool table.
Hey, this is David from the corner.
Spark plug. He's a spark plug.
He is. Okay. He
might be. Yeah. Well, let's find out. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Quick question.
Yes, sir.
How sick do you get every single day doing this phone scan of every single person asking it, hey, how you doing?
We hate it.
I'll tell you what makes me more sick. Is someone
yes. pointing it out.
Yeah.
Someone
that calls to
so
say.
So now we're back to being cool again.
Well,
and it's Gladys's fault.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Attaboy, Mike.
Hello.
We're tepid.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
I am at your level right now.
Hello.
I don't get there very often, but I am right now.
You are on the air.
Don and Mike Radio. God.
Yes.
Yes. Hi.
Hi. I have a question about yesterday when you were doing that Bill Clinton bit with Beth.
That skit? Yes.
Yeah. And Beth told you who she's voting for. And
Beth Ann McBride,
Beth Ann was telling you who she was voting for.
Yes.
And I wanted to know, isn't it hot that Beth admits she likes Bush?
It's Beth Ann.
All right, you know what, Mike? I agree with you now.
Yeah, she did.
Rob, I'd like the funeral music, please.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. Amen. Thank God.
Let me see. Do we must take this spell off this show?
Absolutely.
I'm telling you something. We've been kicking ass and taking names today.
Absolutely.
Greetings from somewhere in America.
Oh no, we're not doing that anymore. Besides, that was sick. Put that band back on, please.
Oh, hold on.
He's not back yet. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, you wouldn't happen to have a phone number for Gladys Kravitz back there, would you? I mean, I bet we have her phone number somewhere.
Actually, I do. I have it right here.
Would you bring it in, please?
Yeah.
Don, I can't tell you how. The good judgment that you're showing right now.
This is important. I've got to get her to break the curse.
Yeah, absolutely.
Curse the curse.
This is awful, Mike. You were right.
I knew it. I knew it was
the cooler.
It was something about today's energy, and as soon as she called,
the cooler.
Horrible.
Joy.
All right, waiting for Beth Ann to bring the note.
Roxy specifically called for that reason. It was just going so well. She couldn't just sit back. She had to get her. Well, there's a name for those fingers.
And she's for Bush. Those talons. What do you got? What's the discussion back here, children?
This is a fax number, I think.
Fax number?
That's all I have. I
yeah, okay. See, that's the cooler, too.
Okay, hold on. Let me try. Hold on.
That's the cooler. That's the cooler factor, too. Gladys, answer your fax phone.
620. Okay, do. All right. Okay. Let's see. What?
Good message.
Oh, she sent me a fax. Dear Don, over the last 11 years, you've made me cry a lot, but I still love you. Love, Gladys.
Yeah, wait till this time. I'll make her cry.
It's
the fax.
It is just the fax.
She's just dying to communicate. Well, you can give her the message over the air.
Right, hold on. I see
it's probably even more appropriate.
I see a bunch of calls from the Wichita area code. Let me see if she's on the phone. Hello, Don and Mike. Is this Gladys Kravitz?
No, it's not. Sorry.
All right. Sorry. All right. Let's go to another 316. Hello, Don and Mike. Is this Gladys Kravitz?
No.
No, it is not. see, with the caller ID, I can tell where the calls are coming from. We can go right directly to the people calling from Wichita.
Good.
Hello, Don and Mike. Is this Gladys Kravitz?
Fantastic interview with Tom Gavin earlier.
Okay.
did Gladys send you?
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show. I'll take that. That's funny.
Yeah. That was funny.
He gets a chime time. Hello?
Yeah, this is Gladys.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No.
Yeah.
I hear a similarity.
Hi, Don.
Okay, get out of here. That was funny, that tone at the end there. Hello?
Hi, Don.
Don and Mike, okay. is this not Gladys Kravitz either? Right? Hello?
She's not going to call now.
No.
That would be helpful.
She would love to call now. Now we're asking for her to call in.
Nope. You don't understand her. You don't understand the way her brain works. She's not going to call when you want her to. Absolutely not. That would be something that would be
helpful.
Neat, tidy. It would keep the flow of the show going. She won't do it. It's
okay.
Helping us.
I'll try one more. Hello, Don and Mike show. Is this Gladys Kravitz?
No,
you know what it is?
You're right.
It's a cooler.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's cooled off the phone scan today.
Yeah, more than that, the whole show.
No.
Buzz is going to have his worst newscast ever.
That is.
No, don't say that.
That is a defeatist attitude, Mike.
I'm just hoping that by the time I get home, it doesn't carry into the election.
No, it won't.
Hate it when you make me be the positive
one. I'm sorry, I'm so damn superstitious about her. But I'll tell you, this spell right here,
mm-hmm.
is going to make all things better. Everything's going to be okay.
Let's get a phone scan winner. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes, hi.
How you doing?
Hey, what's your name? Any idea?
My name's Eric.
Eric, where? I'm glad you appreciate that. Eric, where are you from?
Sacramento.
You are the last person on this phone scan, so you're winning. What, first off, what would you like to chat about, Eric?
Well, you know what? I was calling to figure out, actually I had a question for Buzz. I was wondering if his cereal was ever going to come out or not.
Oh, is a cereal DS?
There'll be a link on the website.
Buzz Burbank's DS.
It's the delicious DS you've been craving.
It's tasty.
For being the last person on the phone scan, you want a trip for two anywhere Independence Air flies. It's the brand new low-fare airline flying directly to over 35 cities, including many locations in Florida. FlyEye.com, Independence Air, go your own way. Thank you for being on this cooler edition of the phone scan.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
And I didn't mean cool like... That's cool, Daddy. I mean, cool, like, you know.
Cooler.
Cool she's down. The cooler.
Yeah. But are you going to give any kind of blessing, Reverend? Me?
Or curse?
Just, I mean, you kind of have to make the final statement here. That's what you have to do. He's going to get something out of his bag. Let's see what it is.
Let me just turn on the hotline right now. Jesus? Donnie with an eye here. What's happening, J-Man? Thank you for all your blessings. Thank you for Brian Wilson today. Please, 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 two things. First, Carrie wins.
Mm-hmm.
And second, oh, sweet and merciful Jesus, if only you could kill someone for me. My Savior, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for me. Why can't Gladys Kravitz die? For all of us here on the Don and Mike show. My wish to you, eternally and forever and ever, is that you please kill Gladys Kravitz, the cooler. Your fan, Donnie G.
And will you be offering something up for him to know how serious you are?
Yes,
like
and
perhaps
Jesus,
a new rule?
No, I've got it right here.
Okay.
Jesus. Okay, turn that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's just the private time. You make this happen, 25% off your ticket, any meal, lunch special, at Mike's restaurant.
Look around cafe.
I'll do it.
This is, it kills me.
Half off, but only on the special, and only during lunch hour.
Yeah, but Jesus leaves the gratuity.
Mike.
Won't be his last supper.
Come on.
What'd you say? It won't be his last.
Be his last supper there. Eat there once. He'll be back.
Oh, hold on. This may be Kravitz?
No.
Oh, it's not Gladys.
Sounds like.
No, it's not. Hey, I have a question.
Yes?
What time is it there?
Where? Here? In Washington, D.C., it's 10 after 6.
So that means it's 10 after 5 here.
In Kansas? Yes. Apparently, I'm going to have to do some more praying. May I ask your first name?
No.
Wow.
All right, Dan, I'm going to throw this in.
No,
right? Restaurant now, deities eat free. Thank you. I had to do it.
All the cardinals. All of the saints.
Sure.
Come on
the
in.
The smart saints, yes.
Everything. Come on in.
I'm in.
Why don't you know what time it is?
Because I didn't set my clock. And
oh, this is going all the way back to the fall back thing?
Back to Sunday.
Back to Sunday?
Well, aren't we the little melon head procrastinator?
It's not Sunday. It's Tuesday.
It is now. Here.
Have you voted yet?
Yes.
Who'd you vote for?
Carrie.
All right, good.
Good,
that's good. Well, thank
you. Sure.
Thank you for calling the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye. Bye,
Goldie. Bye, ladies. Oh, one more thing, ma'am.
You're an idiot.
I know.
Oh, she's so cute.
You're an idiot. All right. Bye, lady.
Bye.
Okay, thought it was Gladys. It wasn't Gladys. Did we even know? We didn't even open up the buzz thing. Here we go. Wow. Okay. The cooler. Listen, that's been reversed. I had the conversation with Jesus. We're cool on that.
You want to shut him down from the show?
Yeah. And Jesus, I don't want you to kill her. You know, I wouldn't wish that even on Gladys Kravitz.
Uh-huh.
Just give her a real bad case of the itchies.
Oh,
you know.
She doesn't already have them.
Make it worse.
I mean, you know, right. Make the itch somewhere real hard to scratch.
There you go.
Like where she's got to use a pencil or something to get at it. And then maybe there'll be some blood.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Now.
He made it up.
I was going to say something totally inappropriate. Buzz, what is your lead story on this very important election day news and comments?
Today, all the wild and wacky things going on this election day, and if there's time, news about the election itself.
All right, good.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Dick est ridiculous locus. The Don and Mike Show.
See? Time for Buzz's News now brought to you by Vero Max. World's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer.
Someone calls for a doctor.
Doctor developed. And number one, because it really works. Call 1-888 try VMAX. And now with news and comments, here is...
Put your leg away, Rob.
Here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. 37 minutes until the first polls close here on the East Coast. We knew election 2004 was off to a good start when thousands of votes were found on Philadelphia voting machines before the polls had opened this morning.
Hope I'm wrong.
Yes.
Want to say one more time for the record.
Yes.
It is my bet that by the time we do the show tomorrow, we still don't have a president. That by the time you get up in the morning, they're going to say, we don't know.
I'm going to go a decisive Kerry victory tomorrow. We'll know tomorrow. To be honest, and in the departure from my usual alarmist state, actually things are going surprisingly well today, despite the record turnout. But when thousands of votes were found
I hope so, Buzz.
Yeah,
things
can go very, very well.
Yes.
And your prediction can still come true.
Absolutely.
I mean, things might be smooth as heck, but the fact is, this thing ends up deadlocked.
Right. Wow, and I've read a lot. What's the percentage now that it actually ends up being a tie, like a 269 to 269
at the
Electoral College?
Right.
And if that's the case, then they do the thing where they one side votes for Bush.
That's a Bush victory.
Yeah.
269 to 269 is a Bush victory because it would go to the House of Representatives, and the House of Representatives, in all likelihood, is not going to switch back.
Majority Republican.
And one thing that I think has been discussed, but I don't know if it's been discussed, and I'm not going to approach this from a very intellectual level. But there are a lot of people who are really caught up in this on both sides.
Right.
Let's say that it's the best case scenario, and tomorrow we have a winner, whether it's Bush or Kerry.
Yeah.
The other side is going to be
mightily pissed. Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
but no matter what happens, you got to suck it up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know, but you know what it's like? It's like, imagine this. If the Red Sox lost to the Yankees,
right,
and then the very next day you had to go up to a Yankee fan and say, congratulations.
Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, I don't think...
It's a pretty good analogy.
You know, this is going to be...
I'm going to be angry. If my guy doesn't win, I'm going to be angry.
And I guarantee that the other people are going to be mad if their guy doesn't.
Absolutely. I mean, we're as polarized a nation as we ever have been.
Rob, yes. I want you to bring in tomorrow a copy of We Are the World.
That'd be nice.
I think it'd be very appropriate.
I think we're going to need that.
I think that's going to be helpful, no matter who wins.
And perhaps.
I think that'll be very helpful.
We just play that over and over again tomorrow.
Sure.
Because I know it sure did make me feel good whenever that was way back then.
Yeah.
Well, the song we cared about whoever it was we were caring about way back then.
The song was part of it, but what you enjoyed more was the hand-holding.
Uh-huh. Mike, that was Hands Across America as opposed to the We Are the World.
You don't remember we held hands during We Are the World?
We've held hands more than just during We Are the World.
Weren't you holding Dan Aykroyd's hand?
Yes, I was. It was wonderful. Well, in Philadelphia, poll watchers found nearly...
And I thought I was holding Dave Coulier's hand. Apparently, I didn't even bother to look. I went, how'd that get in my hand?
It wasn't his hand.
It was a finger.
In Philadelphia, poll...
It's a big finger.
Poll watchers found nearly 200 votes already planted on machines throughout the city, including one at the Salvation Army Center. There, one machine already had counted 500 votes, another machine 200. Similar counts turned up at other polling stations until they realized this. That it turns out that those numbers only reflected votes from a previous election. How many people had voted in a previous election?
It was funny.
Those are all votes.
Cousin Ed's votes.
It was just a momentary panic. Everything turned out to be all right.
Cousin! Thank you, Larry.
It is true, however, that these problems in Philadelphia were reported by poll watchers who say that at yet another location, a man threatened them with a gun. A school in Mount Laurel, New Jersey, that today doubled as a polling place, had to be evacuated after a man tossed what appeared to be white powder into the air. Students and voters were sent outside until it was determined the substance was not anthrax. It was salt.
Don, baby, how's it going?
No one was injured, but people with high blood pressure were briefly concerned.
Crazy old loon.
In Gainesville, Georgia...
Don, baby, how's it going?
There was a bomb threat, by the way, today in Phoenix, and in Gainesville, Georgia, a man was arrested for campaigning at a polling place, even though it was not clear for whom he was campaigning. The man wore a Bush mask and a Kerry t-shirt. Police say he was screaming and swearing. They also say he smelled of alcohol, which could make him a Nader supporter.
Come on!
Voters in 11 states are deciding today whether to ban gay marriage. Several of the proposals include a ban on civil unions and domestic partner benefits. Both presidential candidates now say they support those things.
Hello.
Also up for grabs today, control of the Senate, which the Republicans own by 51 votes. The Democrats have 48. There's an independent, and it appears there could be a shift in the Senate.
You know, talking about the gay marriage thing,
right?
That got glossed right over. I know we mentioned it last week.
11 states.
That Bush, like, did the flip-flop on that, saying, mm-hmm. I'm not doing what the Republican Party...
Yeah, that never got a lot of play, did it?
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, it's interesting how they blew that off.
Isn't that funny, don't you think?
Isn't that something?
But he's not the one
that's
known as a flip-flopper.
Mm-hmm.
While politics have reached a fever pitch in this country, in Canada... They're talking again about decriminalizing the possession of small amounts of marijuana.
So when are you moving?
Well, it depends on how the vote goes, of course. And I mean theirs and ours.
Sure.
Canadians could then own not an illegal amount, just enough to get them by.
Just enough to get you by.
Half an ounce. In an interesting twist, the latest legislation introduced in Canada contains smaller fines for young people, bigger fines for adults. Discuss. Also interestingly, Canada's biggest concern about replacing the maple leaf with something more green is how the U.S. will react. Canadian critics of the plan say it'll cause a clampdown at the U.S. border, hurting tourism and trade.
It's about a half an ounce in about 80 places in your house.
Quoting one official, we know the Americans are very opposed to this bill. And by Americans, he means the government.
Mm-hmm. And Buzz, let's talk to someone who knows a lot about this.
All right.
Mega checker, checker, checker. Ooh, that's sweet. Here, I have to turn this up as much as I can.
My favorite.
I don't know if you're catching that, but that is the background sound of our sister station, WCXS. And let me back off the microphone a little bit. Maybe
Joe.
Pull off the level a bit, because now I'm much more sophisticated, much more
Joe.
Professional, if you will. Anyway, our sister station.
Okay, well, you get the idea.
Actor Rip Torn. Arnold Schwarzenegger says his breast groping days are behind him, but the lawsuits are not.
Right.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
A British TV talk show host who says she was one of Arnie's victims 4 years ago has won her first victory in a London courtroom. There, an aide to the California governor argued that British courts have no jurisdiction over Arnold in this case, especially since she encouraged his behavior. But the judge begged to differ on the jurisdiction question, and 57-year-old Anna Richardson begs to differ about the encouragement.
You know, I saw him on TV again yesterday, Arnold.
Yes.
In this regard, and I think that the celebrities should all just shut up about this, unless you're someone like, I mean, if you're Bruce Springsteen, you get 100,000 people to show up.
Uh-huh. You're opening up for the, like a speech with a concert.
Yeah.
So that's cool. With a couple of
songs. And so they had the shot last night of Bush again with Bruce Springsteen. And then,
It is funny when they do the comparison of celebrities.
Yeah. And then they followed the Bruce Springsteen. They said also in Detroit or wherever it was in Michigan. Here's Stevie Wonder for John Kerry.
Right.
Stumping with President Bush.
The Gatlin Brothers.
Well, they had Arnold.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeehaw. And then they had a bunch of people that they said, that we're not really sure, like Tim McGraw and Faith Hill.
Right.
We think they're for Bush.
Yeah, like the biggest country act they can get. They think they're for
we
Bush.
We think that Brooks and Dunn is for Bush.
It's vague, but
we've not really made up. Oh, yeah, and here's this videotape of this guy you may have heard called Stevie Wonder doing a show for John Kerry.
It's
yeah.
funny. It really is.
You know, what is he? You know, he's blind.
I think the only... this is just another little tip in here. In the event Kerry does win, I think it might be a slightly better party. That's all.
Yeah.
I really do.
Right.
Otherwise, it'd be one more inaugural party with the Gatlin brothers.
That's right.
I mean, haven't we seen them at senior... Both George Senior's inaugurals? You know, come on.
Well, Buzz, I'm sure you'll agree. There'll probably be better drugs if Bush wins, though. At the party.
Based on history, yes. This woman, this British TV talk show host...
Hardinger here.
Who says that Arnie groped her. She says the Schwarzenegger claim that she'd encouraged him has damaged her professional reputation. The judge says that question can also be decided in the London courtroom.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes,
I say to everyone here today and
what?
To all Californians,
yes,
f- my oath and f- you.
Bad attitude going into court.
That's the best.
Sure, breast implants look great, but they don't feel great, and scientists are on a fast track to change that. Scientists from Britain, Scotland, and Australia have come up with a new biomaterial they hope to get on the market soon. They say it's not toxic like silicone and that it's less likely to tear in the first place.
Now, this is just not funny.
They say the new implants are safer and more natural feeling.
No, that man does not have implants.
I don't know where you get the connection. Where does this come from?
I don't know what
he's doing.
Well.
Oh, God.
Hello?
I just want to ask you, did you vote today?
Yeah.
Did you vote for the bad guy?
I don't think he's the bad guy.
Well, you know, you should have you voted for the bad guy. The guy that who I think is the bad guy.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
As Dr. Evil and Lauren Michaels would say, right.
And if I may be so bold...
Do I have breast implants? No.
Never ask.
That was an excuse just to call you. What about Jennifer, your daughter?
Yes.
She voted?
Yes.
She voted for the bad guy?
Yes.
That's all we need.
All right, thank you, BA.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
So these new breast implants are safer and more natural feeling. Not as hard, they say, as the ones filled with vegetable oil, and not as sloppy as the ones filled with salt water.
Oh, now this is a malfunction here.
Build a better breast implant and the world will beat a path to your door.
Okay. This has nothing to do with Beth Ann. She voted for Bush.
It just doesn't get any better than this.
Yeah, I know.
It's already happened in this country, but I just happen to have in front of me today this story from England. It's about a man who bought a new cell phone, a video phone, for his family. They plan to pass it around and share it for the camera part. And that's when they found the homemade hardcore pornography.
England can kiss my ass.
To them, it was a brand new phone, but obviously someone had owned it before. Someone clean, I hope. Quoting the man, it made me blush, and I'm a grown adult. I was horrified. I will be canceling my contract.
Oh!
The cell phone company, calling this extremely serious, says it's launched a full investigation.
Rob Crane enjoyed the Hollywood nightlife and soon found new ways to blend his Playboy lifestyle with his passion.
What is cell phones?
The star began to videotape sexual encounters.
What is cell phones?
As co-star Werner Klemperer recalls...
I don't know whether you'd call them pornographic, but they were... erotic films of sex acts that he enjoyed filming.
On his cell phone.
Sex acts.
Hi, this is Wolfgang Jurecek from Germany.
Oh, right.
Never forget.
No. Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Correct, Mundo.
When we come back on this election day,
yes,
more sex news.
Oh, thank you, bye.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I got
Josh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's the wrong radio show in the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong host. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I want to mention Ron and Fez coming up next on the Infinity Broadcasting Network. Uncle Ron and Aunt Fez tonight will have their election coverage, and
great.
Ron and Fez have a great show, and we endorse them. I'm Don Geronimo, and we endorse Ron and Fez.
I'm Mike O'Mara, and I approve that message.
Now, I just want to tell you this. Tonight, when you hear the magic on the Ron and Fez's show,
you will.
I want you to know that magic is coming from here. Fez came in moments ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible. Hit his beard.
Fez.
Which looks to me like someone pulled down Joy Behar's pants.
Wow. That's saying something.
Okay. Fez's beard is not,
I can say.
It's not growing down. It is growing out.
House.
Yeah, it's a very little house on the prairie looking
beard. It is truly amazing. He could be prospecting for gold.
She had a pet on Miracle-Grow.
Aunt Fez came in a moment ago. And remember yesterday I told you that CNN sent us these cheap maps with all of the dumb stickers?
Uh-huh. A lot of money went into those. Yeah.
Fez came in and said, do you have the dumb map?
Yeah.
So we gave him one of the dumb CNN maps that they sent us with the stickers.
Good.
Just know tonight when you're listening to Uncle Ron and Aunt Fez and you hear the election magic.
Right.
Listen, they're talented radio performers.
Yes.
However, the magic tonight for them will be coming from the map that we've given them.
The map that we have shared, and it's not an ice rink.
No.
Like NBC has.
No, it's not.
But it's very special, and I think you'll enjoy it.
And it came with all stickers.
Mm-hmm.
All stickers included, map there.
Yeah.
Fez's beard there.
Fez was very relieved that we still had the map with the stickers. They said otherwise they were going to color his beard.
Oh, dear.
Fez walked up and said, Miss Behar, go back in the waiting room, please.
Yes.
Miss Behar, go back in the stirrups.
Take a look at that.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Well, the Pentagon is investigating an internet porn site that's posting nude photos of what it says are female U.S. soldiers in Iraq.
Baby.
The investigation began.
Yeah, I see fish.
No.
Oh, groovy, baby.
Yes. The investigation began Friday after the Army got wind of the photos. They say they're working to identify the three women posted so far. That should be easy in the case of one female soldier who's also featured in clothes on the Pentagon's public relations site. The webmaster says one set of photos was sent by a woman to her boyfriend or husband back home on a computer that just happened to be shared by other soldiers.
Well, whoever they are, they're no Lindy, I'll tell you that.
No.
Lindy England.
Who is? They don't get a day on the calendar like moms and secretaries and nurses. Okay. They are the phone sex girls.
Oh, yeah. We want push.
Phone hoes.
We want push.
Let's stop with the political stuff now, okay?
Now.
How are you? Oh, that's not political.
Now. We want push. Now. We want push. Now.
Phone hoes, if you will. They have a little complaint, a grievance. A former porn star, Jody Maxwell, who graced the screen in such classics as Bucky Beaver's XXX Dragon Art Theater, says the problem is this. She's been manning the phones for a dozen years now, and her pet peeve is when guys hang up as soon as it's mission accomplished. She says girls often don't hear the men hang up, and they keep talking for several minutes until they realize
hello,
you're already either asleep or standing in front of the open refrigerator.
What's your first name?
The name again was Maxwell. Jody Maxwell.
Jody, that's why you're a whore. When the man finishes and hangs up.
She's Don.
Yeah, right, because you're a whore, Jody.
There you go, taking complicated concepts and simplifying them for America.
Breaking them down.
You're a stupid whore. That's why when the man has completed his phone call, he has no need to chat with you.
Yeah. You know, you're talking about somebody, you're talking like somebody I know.
Hey, Bill O'Reilly.
You're a stupid whore.
Oh, Bill.
The biggest whore of all time.
Wow. Well, in this country...
See, our new joke is, whatever the Bill O'Reilly thing is, it's the biggest of all time.
Biggest of all time.
Because that's something he said in his defense and his...
Well, what I did was I settled out of court.
Right.
And it was the biggest settlement of all time.
Uh-huh. Congratulations, Bill.
The election tonight is going to be the biggest election.
Biggest election of all time.
Yep.
Your book for kids is going to be the best-selling book of...
The O'Reilly Factor for Kids, the biggest book of all time.
I don't know about that.
Of all time.
Yes. What say you, Buzzy?
I say you might have a sales problem with the recent scandal.
The worst sales problem of all time.
Yeah, there you go. Now, in this country, they used to be Amoco or Standard Stations. Now they're all owned by British Petroleum, or BP. And in London, where BP is Britain's biggest company, they're calling out the horniest workers. The bosses at BP have fired off a memo informing the employees they've been videotaped having sex in a bathroom, a meeting room, and behind some cabinets. The video is, quoting the memo, of great excitement to security who monitor the footage. When faced with a view of the stationary cupboard and people going at it, guess which one they watch? End quote from the memo. And while we're headed around the world, let's stop in Germany, where a couple in Berlin has been arrested for having sex on a busy sidewalk.
Here you go, Ralph is here from Germany.
Police say the 25-year-old woman and her 23-year-old boy toy were on the pavement, naked, in a shopping district on busy Saturday. Police say they arrested the pair because the couple had ignored 3 previous warnings to break it up. They could each be fined as much as $125. Worth it.
Hi, this is Wolfgang Juretzek from Germany. Never forget.
You won't.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's too bad we're not on in Germany. That would have been a great bit. Have people have sex on the radio?
Yeah.
That would be fantastic. Yeah.
That would really be exciting.
Wish we thought of that.
Wouldn't that be something?
In sports, it's always great when one of your favorite athletes returns after serving out a suspension over criminal charges. The Ravens' Ray Lewis is back in the Baltimore lineup after the NFL's 2-game suspension.
No, Jamal Lewis. Ray Lewis.
Jamal Lewis.
Yeah, you said Ray Lewis.
I'm sorry.
Jamal Lewis.
Please forgive me.
No problem.
Jamal was suspended after pleading guilty to federal drug charges. Without him, the Ravens went 1-1.
Right. And Ray, just so you know, if you're listening on Live 105, that was the white devil Buzz that said that.
You corrected him, so when you see him next time.
I will. I'm going to see him in December when we go to the Ravens game.
Tell him I'm sorry.
Ray. My man, Ray.
Dallas Cowboy Keyshawn Johnson.
Although, you know what? I know we're running late. You're going to... I'll summarize this. Keyshawn Johnson said that he would like to hit Pam Oliver with a ruler.
A spanker.
Spanker with a ruler.
Really?
Yeah. Because of some of the stuff that she said on TV about him.
Right.
Ray Lewis cracked my ass up when I was watching the Rich Eisen show on NFL Network. You know how T.O. did the dance?
Yeah, he did the dance imitating Ray Lewis.
So Ray Lewis says... Listen, first off, he caught one play, it's one ball, it's one touchdown.
Right.
Second, why is he so concerned about me as a man? I mean, wouldn't he be more interested in dancing like that for a woman? I mean, it means something to me that he's thinking about me as a man. Coming from Ray Lewis, I mean, all the people in Baltimore, I know, have heard this quote a million times.
About T.O.
Because what he's doing is, very subtly, he's turning around the whole Jeff Garcia is a homo thing.
Right, exactly.
And what he's saying about Terrell Owens is, ain't it interesting that he's really fixated on me and how I look and how I dance? Ain't that something?
Sure.
Ain't that a kick of the pants?
Worst thing would have been if he said, that placard, T.O. has B.O.
Well, in talking...
Takes one to know one.
In talking about Fox's Pam Oliver, Keyshawn said, I wanted to spank her with a ruler really, really hard because it makes no sense, her report that he'd yelled at an assistant, Sean Payton. When the Dallas Morning News asked Pam what she'd do if Johnson tried to spank her, she responded, I will punch him in the face. Feisty. I like that. Finally.
Sexy Barb.
A former waitress at a Hooters restaurant in Chicago says she was changing into her skimpy shirt and shorts 3 Aprils ago when she heard laughing from the other side of the wall. She's now accusing her male... like that, yes. She's now accusing her male managers and co-workers at that Hooters of having a peephole to watch her undress. And other equally modest Hooters girls are backing up her story. They say they've been peeping victims, too.
Good heavens, no.
It is legal to look at a Hooters girl falling out of her uniform. It's illegal to watch her fall into it. So the girls have taken their case to the federal government's Equal Opportunity Employment Commission. A lawyer for Hooters says the case is as flimsy as a pair of bright orange shorts.
Oh!
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No.
Gotta go.
All right.
Back tomorrow either for the Great Undecided Show.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
Or the Big Victory. Everybody. Or we'll be mad as hell tomorrow. either way, we'll have a good one tomorrow. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Stay tuned for Ron and Fez. They're coming up next. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you.
Models are green.
the bottles are green, and they will. Listen, we gotta go. We'll see you. Pull the lever.
Bye.
Green bottles.
Can we meet again? This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.